This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Here we go, MJ Morning Show. Just getting rolling here on a, what is this, Wednesday already? Yeah, midweek. Alrighty, Fester. Let me see if Fester's at home. Testing 1, 2. Come in, Fester. Are you on the home connection?
Yes, good morning, MJ.
Hey, did you hook up your microphone?
No, the Surface tablet that I'm on does not have a USB connection for the microphone.
Yes, it does. You need a USB-C. You need the small USB. There are two of them. Man. There are two USB-Cs. What are you talking about? How do you think they're making a tablet without a USB?
I don't know.
Of course there's got to be. There are two USBs on the side of the Surface. They're just not the big USB-A or whatever they call it. It's the USB-C. It's the small USB, of course.
What a scam.
Just admit you're too lazy to hook it up.
What do you mean, what a scam?
Everything has that... My big old Blue Yeti microphone has that old style clunky.
Well, then you need to get an adapter. You got to get a USB. Hold on. What
you got a USB-C adapter.
What did you say, Andrew?
He's not going anywhere right now.
What are you saying?
Amazon.
Andrew's right.
Amazon. You go on Amazon and you look for a USB-A to a USB-C adapter. That's it. Anyway, folks, Fester's at home. Because of the myasthenia gravis. However, Fester and I spoke last night, and it looks like Fester, well, first of all, you got to fix the dead battery in your car. Oh. But Fester is shooting for, what, Monday?
Yeah, I think I'm going to start trying to drive tomorrow, and if I don't hit anything, I should be good to go to the radio station.
You're
going to
start, well, hang on. Are your driving skills affected by, because your muscle weakness? Are you able to turn the steering wheel in the car?
You know, the 2004 Lincoln Town Car does have power steering.
Oh, yeah. That's that steering where you can turn the wheel. You can jerk the wheel like probably 10 inches each way, and the car doesn't even move, right?
So when I first started getting this myasthenia gravis, it wasn't so much muscle weakness as much as it was light sensitivity.
Oh, yeah.
So,
what about your drooping eyes? Would that conflict with you being able to see down the road?
So that my left eye, when it would be compromised, yeah. I would get double vision. So I carry an eye patch in my car.
It's like Gasparilla every day, right. Professor.
Have you ever driven with an eye patch on?
No, I have not.
It changes your depth of perception and what left to right is.
Right. Yeah, because you lose peripheral vision.
Right, so until you acclimate to it, right. You don't. I hit more curbs. I hit shopping carts. I hit medians.
Yeah. I hit things on the road. Yeah, that's a great reason to rush and get out on the highway. Yeah,
that's great.
Let me drive across the Howard Franklin Bridge at 5:30 in the morning when people are racing by at 95 miles an hour. That's great.
So, I still have a little way to go. I mean, this is when I knew this was coming back, I gave myself, a month, 6 weeks, and I think next week will be a month that I first started feeling symptoms.
Hey, Froggy, what are you scrolling through? The first seconds of the show, you're just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and what are you doing on your phone over there? What are you looking at?
I'm looking at email, if you must know.
Yeah, so how about
I'm just listening to you yak about.
Yes.
All righty. Hey, Roxanne, welcome. Glad you could join us this morning.
I'm here, too. I'm just listening to you guys yak about.
Yeah, but you walked in when we were already starting the show.
Who texted you this morning and said I was driving through patchy fog in West Chase?
You were walking. You were driving through patchy fog again?
Yes.
I had zero. What is going on? You know, this is strange. All right, folks, did I say this is the MJ Morning Show? Anyway, hey, hi, everybody. Again, no fog in my neighborhood. I'm in South Tampa.
Consider yourself lucky.
I got onto Kennedy Boulevard. I got onto 275 South, and there's no fog. Zero fog. And I'll tell you what I did notice, though, when the sun started to come up here, and also right here, did you notice any fog in our office park? Nothing.
No. No fog by my house.
No fog here in St. Petersburg. But I guess if there's fog at your house, there's fog around other spots like there was yesterday. But here's the odd thing. On the way home yesterday, in the 10 o'clock hour, when I was going across the Howard Franklin Bridge, visibility was pretty good going northbound. It was fine. It was nice out. But there were like wisps of assorted clouds that were just floating across. And then I got into my neighborhood, and it was sunny. I got into my neighborhood yesterday, again in South Tampa, in the West Shore area. And as I'm driving through my neighborhood, this is like 10:20, 10:25, there were like just chunks of fog clouds that were just rolling across, just like all by themselves, like just marshmallows floating across.
That is called patchy.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, patchy fog.
Patchy fog. So I would imagine we're going to have, a repeat today like we had yesterday. And I noticed here in St. Pete near 4th and Gandy that when the sun started coming up, that we started to have fog in the office park. So I don't know why it's like not in certain areas, but it's another. I don't know how that crap works.
Ask Mother Nature.
Patchy.
Yeah, it's patchy.
Thank you. All right, Festus, stop with the patchy. Right.
See, that's what the answer is. It moves. The wind moves it. It's patchy.
Your eyesight is patchy as well, right?
Yeah. It's like my beard. Yes.
Yeah.
Like your beard.
The beard is patchy. Hey, I've got a big concern.
Me too.
God. Yes.
The studio still, but we can talk about that later. What's your big concern?
Well, it's the doll.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's the doll. We had something really creepy and crazy develop yesterday. And if you're a 6 o'clock hour listener, if you're an early listener here on the MJ Morning Show, we had a problem with the large child's doll. I mean, like, 3 feet tall. We had an issue with the doll yesterday, which we're pairing up with Shorty Shane as his new girlfriend to shoot some great street videos with. And, well, we had a problem with the doll and the hair falling off in clumps and the powder.
Potential carcinogens.
Well, that's the concern. All right, hold on to that thought because we need to run tests.
Right. Yeah, do you hear my voice? That's from the doll.
You think it's from the doll?
Yes.
Oh, my God, you're possessed.
All right, my voice is okay, but I did experience. Now, I don't know if it's psychosomatic, though. I don't know if what I experienced yesterday was just in my head or, hang on, I'll explain next. Folks, are we dealing with an evil possessed doll that is going to be a massive health problem for all of us here in the studio? What unfolded yesterday was creepy beyond belief. Now, if you didn't see the videos, if you didn't see the image, all right, we'll fill you in and I'll tell you all about my health concerns. And Roxanne, we need to discuss this. And I actually did something late in the afternoon yesterday. I was not here. I was at home. But I made a phone call to the studio yesterday. And I had something done. And I'll explain. And we need to pursue this. We need to follow up. I'm going to need some listener help on this. And we're going to explain next. All right, don't move. It's the evil haunted doll, which could be the downfall of all of us in here.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hello, everybody. MJ with Roxanne, Froggy, Festers, 6:20 here on a Wednesday. Hey, I apologize, Roxanne, if I said something that came across initially as inappropriate. I thought about after I said it, I'm like, oops, that maybe that didn't come out right.
Comport, that's your favorite word, too.
Do you know, without me explaining, do you know what I'm talking about?
Was it during the break?
It was during the break, and I'm like, you know what?
There was something, but I knew you didn't mean anything by it.
Yeah.
But I forgot what it was already. I've already deleted that file, so maybe just don't even... you want to confess it?
Yeah, because, I feel like I need to get it off my chest. I feel a little...
Okay.
We're in the commercial break a few moments ago, and I asked Roxanne if she liked BJ's.
Oh, yeah.
I'm that's,
yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes, you did.
And I'm like, whoa, hang on. Wow. That's an HR complaint right there.
But guess what? We were both thinking about different things because I was actually thinking about the restaurant, and I was like, it's been a while since I've been there.
All right, but I could see where it could be misconstrued. No, in the middle of that last commercial break, we ran a commercial for BJ's Wholesale Club, and... Roxanne, you're in West Chase, and isn't there a BJ's like near West Chase? Is it on Hillsborough? Where is that? I've passed it.
Yeah, it's near Waters Avenue.
It's Waters Avenue.
Oh, it's Waters Avenue.
It's 5 minutes further away from us than Costco, so why am I going to go there?
Right. Well, listen, I want to thank you to BJ's for thank you to BJ's for advertising on the MJ Morning Show. And the last time I was at a BJ's was up in New York on Long Island, where my uncle had a membership, and I went with him. But BJ's, Sam's, and Costco are all, in that same club genre. And I'm sure each one has their own thing and certain products that people like. But I just didn't know whether... Is anyone a BJ's member here?
I've been to BJ's. I'm a fan of BJ's, but...
Yeah. All right. I mean, because it's just like one of the wholesale clubs. And,
right.
But, yeah,
I'm going to have to check it out since it's not that much further.
I was a Sam's Club member, and then they closed the Sam's Club in South Tampa, south of Gandy. Behind the Home Depot, they closed. They just shut the thing down. It's like, what are you doing? The population is all jammed and dense down there. Why are you closing Sam's?
Now, there's four BJ's in the Tampa Bay area, MJ. There's one in Sarasota.
Right.
South of Ellington, Clearwater, right? The one in Tampa on Waters. And then there's one in New Tampa.
Okay. All right.
So Froggy, you're a fan, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I love BJ's.
Is it your preferred?
Now, are you a card-carrying member?
No, I prefer Costco. I am a card. I love you. Know how much I love Dick's. I'm a card carrying member of Dick's.
I just dumped that. Come on.
That is a legitimate store. I don't understand.
I'm being serious here.
I thought we were talking about big stores that we like.
Right, listen to me. I remember that the BJ's was really good. The one I was in on Long Island. So maybe I need to. Now that the BJ's is advertising on the show. I think maybe I need to revisit.
Maybe
you know?
We'll all take a field trip there.
If BJ's is showing support here on the MJ Morning Show, I need to maybe, because they'll let you in. Don't they give you like a day pass so you can check the place out?
Sure.
I'm gonna refamiliarize myself.
MJ at BJ's.
Well, listen, it was the MJ and BJ Morning Show for years. And then, from 94 to early 2001, it was the MJ and BJ Morning Show.
Yeah, that's actually what I thought you were asking me when you first asked me that off air. You were like, do you like BJ? You're like, I have to ask you something. Do you like BJ's? And so then I thought you were talking about
the commercial's on the air. And I said, hey, do you like BJ's? And I didn't know. Anyway, let's move on to the doll.
I like the store, but the guy.
Heard from BJ, I don't know, a couple of weeks back. He's out in Denver, of course. The doll. Roxanne, what is your concern about your voice? You think your voice this morning is related to the doll?
I'm a little bit of an alarmist.
You're sounding a little husky, though. You're sounding, your voice is a little husky this morning.
Yes.
See, it sounds like it's clearing up a little bit.
It's getting better. It is. The show's going along.
It is. All right, folks, the doll situation. Let me just explain to those that maybe didn't hear this yesterday. And let me get the doll. It's right behind me.
Wow, they got the Alice Cooper makeup off. Whoever.
Jackie.
Yesterday, Wacky Jackie apparently spent the day fixing the doll.
Andrew, is the doll in frame here? Can you see the whole thing?
The face is not in frame.
All right. Hang on a minute.
Oh, she's got a cigarette.
There you go.
Yeah, she's holding a cigarette now.
That's Wacky Jackie. She's back for it later.
So Wacky Jackie put the cigarette in the doll's hands.
You know, just seeing that cigarette made me start to.
Also, we have a twisted iced tea hat that's been placed on the doll as well.
It's amazing that Jackie spared a cigarette for the doll.
Exactly.
She's like, I'm coming back for this later. Yeah,
I'm concerned because whenever I leave the building, she's always out there smoking. I'm concerned.
She's been smoking for 37 years yesterday.
Oh, that's right. She did say that. All right, so I'm holding the doll.
Awesome.
Oh, and also, you know what else she put on? She put an upside down pineapple tattoo.
And I'm
on the doll's forearm.
Oh.
And because yesterday we spoke about upside down pineapples, and we talked about a lady that got a tattoo while she was in Hawaii, and she said, hey, I'm going to get a tattoo in Hawaii before she went back to the mainland, and she got an upside-down tattoo of a pineapple, and she didn't know at the time that apparently if you have an upside-down pineapple tattoo, it means you're a swinger, and you're looking for action. And the lady didn't find this out until she got back to the mainland, and people were like, hitting on her, I guess. So I'm holding this doll. It's, what is it? Is it like Patty Playtime or whatever?
Yeah.
Playtime mm-hmm. Patty.
Patty PayPal.
I'm sorry.
PayPal.
Yes. Send me money via PayPal or Venmo, or I've got, what's the other one? Venmo.
Zelle.
There you go. So I'm holding this doll, which is, almost 3 feet tall. And the idea with the doll is that we do videos with Shorty Shane, and this is Shorty Shane's new girlfriend, because Shorty Shane is just a little bit taller than the doll. This was Rachel's doll, Rachel the Flying Tomato, from our digital department here at Beasley Media Group, and she left to go to Philadelphia. She's staying with the company, but she's moving to Philly. Now, let me put this creepy damn doll down. And she brought the doll in thinking that it was a very valuable doll, because this, just fell over on her face.
That's not good.
The doll was made originally back in the 1950s and early 60s by Ideal, the toy company. And if you have an original one, they're worth a lot of money. They're worth like $900 on eBay. She brings it in thinking she's got a windfall and she's going to make a fortune on this thing. She opens up the box and I'm like, that's not old. That's like brand new. Because the bag that it was in had the whole suffocation hazard, the big box warning on it.
All right, it wasn't brand new. It's 40 years old. It's old, but it's not an antique.
I don't think it's that old. I think this is a
90s. I think it's from the 80s.
I think it's from the 90s, because I did do some research, and they did bring this thing back, or somebody knocked it off in the 90s. So the doll is, the box has like a UPS shipping label that looks fairly modern. It's like, it's from the 90s that her mom got or something. And so the deal is the doll is a creepy looking thing. I just held it up on MJTV. The doll is pictured right next to Shorty Shane in our hallway, and I took that picture yesterday. That's up on my Instagram. If you want to see Shorty Shane right next to the doll, go to my Instagram. Is Certified MJ Radio. Certified MJ Radio, and give me a follow while you're there. The problem is, we unpacked the doll yesterday after she left it with us. She left for Philadelphia. I'm like, listen, I'm going to use this doll with a, Shorty Shane bit. And we take the doll out, and the hair on the doll starts disintegrating in our hands. I first knew something was amiss, that things had gone awry, because they had her hair in the box in like a hair net to keep it together. And I'm taking the hair net off and clumps of hair are coming off in my hand. Look, Roxanne's coughing right now.
Yeah, for real.
The clumps of hair are coming off in my hand. And then I pull on her hair, which is like down the middle of her back, and the whole chunk of hair comes off of my hand. But it's not just the hair. There's powder. There's this nasty dust, this brown hair dust that's suddenly a cloud in the room. I'm like, oh my God, this is not good. This is like I'm Indiana Jones and I'm in some kind of a secret treasure cave and I touch something and all kinds of 5,000 year old like evil funk starts floating all around. That's what it's like.
It is. That's a good description.
Yeah. It's like 5,000 year old evil funk.
Uh-huh.
So all yesterday during the show, we all felt like we, inhaled asbestos on like a World War II ship. I'm like, oh my God, those mesothelioma commercials that we see on TV all the time. I'm like, is this going to apply? Anyway, the concern is that we breathed in some kind of toxic carcinogen.
Yeah, that's a concern.
And we don't know what the hell we brought in. I'm sure this damn doll was made in China.
Could you stop saying we?
What do you mean?
Well, I didn't bring that doll in.
Well, collectively as a group, Roxanne, you're as guilty as anyone.
Yes.
Well, what are you talking about?
All right, so, Roxanne, your voice, when you first walked in this morning, you were like, you sounded like Large Marge or something. And you said you blame the doll.
I do.
All right, let me tell you.
It's back.
Let me tell you what we need to do. Here's what happened. So we threw everything away. Andrew, our producer, was very good in, you know, getting the dustpan and the broom to clean up all the mess in here. And we did a pretty good job. And we threw everything in the trash can. Well, yesterday afternoon, I'm like, oh, my God, we really need to test this. We need to, like, get the hair particles to a lab.
But I have to tell you, yeah. It's not the hair. Well, I'm worried about the hair. I'm definitely worried about the hair. But the way that the dust that was part of the hair.
That's the hair. That's what we're talking about.
Or is it glue?
No.
Is it some reaction with the glue that they used to glue the hair?
It's the hair that disintegrated and turned into dust. No, the dust is the hair.
Yeah.
Froggy's right. That's,
it's like really, really, it's almost tinders. It's dried out completely. Yeah.
It's like moon dust. It's like silt. Yeah. It's the crazy. And
silt.
The concern is that this hair disintegrated. We're in this tiny little box. Those dumbasses at CBS Radio built the dumbest, stupidest.
Smallest, dumbest, stupidest
studios.
Dummies.
And we're in a little tiny box here. And, you know, the dust from the hair that disintegrated, we're concerned. Did we breathe in carcinogens?
Yeah.
Because I don't know whether this is psychosomatic, but also I had like a taste in my mouth. It felt like, you know, when you breathe in and it almost sounds like, you know, when you breathe in through your mouth and sometimes it feels like maybe you've been like gargling lighter fluid. You know that?
Oh, yeah.
You know
what I'm talking about? Like,
you know that feel? Yeah. You know, it's like a, and it felt weird to me yesterday. I'm like, what changed? Well, we had an evil doll disintegrate in our faces yesterday, and we breathed this crap in. So that's my concern. So Sue, my afternoon show producer, I do my afternoon show from my home studio, but the whole crew is here at Master Control. I sent Sue down to the trash can to collect samples and put it in a plastic bag.
Because the
cleaning crew, they come in
late
at night and they clean all the trash and then it would be gone. So I had Sue, and I'm holding up, I got the bag here. I had Sue come in and save some of the hair, put it in a bag, because we need to run tests on this hair. Seriously.
I don't want to know.
If there is a lab, if anyone works at a lab and you're listening to the MJ Morning Show right now, and if you work in a lab that can test this hair that we breathed in after it disintegrated from this like doll from the 1990s, if you can run tests on this hair, we need to know if this has all kinds of... Listen.
I don't want to know. What are we going to do if it does?
Listen, crap made in China has all kinds of nasty chemicals like now. Can you imagine when it was like totally, totally unregulated, maybe back in the 80s and 90s?
Yeah, when there were less lawsuits.
Exactly. So the question is, we need this hair tested to find out what is in it. If you work in a lab, please call us. If you're able to test something for chemicals to find out what the hell is in this hair that disintegrated that we breathe, we need your help. So 800-990-1047, 800-990-1047. 1047. Call us right away. I don't even know if this doll business is in, if they're still a current entity. I don't know if they're still in business, this doll company. If we can even go after them. Anyway, hold on to that thought. I'm sure this will come up later on during the show. I'll need to explain this probably to our later listeners, you know, closer to 8 o'clock. So that's coming up in a minute.
I did a liver cleanse and a lung cleanse. So
all right, hold on to that thought. We'll talk about this later on. All right, early morons in the news are next. So don't move. We're back in a minute on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. It's 2023 going on 2035, and it is time for the morons in the news. Oh,
sorry.
My God, is that the doll hair cough?
Yeah, that's the doll hair cough. That's the doll hair stuff.
Holy frig! That does not sound good at all. That was like a deep cough.
Yeah, that's a good.
Wow. Oh my God. Hey, can you cough to the music? Oh my God. Roxanne, is that cough from the doll hair?
It's not from, I mean, let's connect the dots.
Oh my God.
That doll does not speak my love language, put it that way.
Wow, that's crazy. Hey, Fester, you with us, Fester?
I am.
Did you hear that cough?
Roxanne, that was guttural.
Right?
That did not sound good at all.
My body trying to rid itself of doll hair.
Hey, mm-hmm. Fester, your connection's getting all bubbly again. You might want to disconnect and reconnect.
All right, I'll be back in a second.
Yeah, it's all... It sounds like you're underwater. Yeah, Fester's still at home, recovering from his myasthenia gravis. All right, I got a great big pile of morons in the news here. First, I've got a story about a girl breathing in aerosol. And it was not good.
Like huffing it?
Well, I'll get to that in a second, because now we're all concerned about breathing in that doll hair mung stuff. First of all, I would like to address a listener-submitted item. And I love when people send us stuff. I get great material from our listeners. I encourage our listeners, send me stuff. I get stuff every day at my private email, mj@mjmorningshow.com. So if you need to communicate with me, you got a hot tip, you got gossip, you got something we need to investigate, something we need to talk about, you found a great story, perfect morons in the news story, or any other material, email me, mj@mjmorningshow.com. So I'm going through the email, and I get, hey, MJ, love the show, listen every morning, da, da, da. Hey, check this out. And they send me a link to a story from the Daily Mail. I'm like, oh, man, look at this. Headline, man with 80-pound scrotum has 14-hour surgery to remove the giant mass.
Oh.
And now he can resume relations with his wife after 7 years of abstinence. Then there's video of the guy, and he's walking down the street, and it's like he's dragging...
A beanbag?
Like a beanbag chair.
It's not a beanbag.
It was like he was dragging a beanbag chair. I'm serious. That this thing was crazy. And I'm like, you know what? I think this story sounds familiar. And then I look at the date on the story, and it was published on October 6, 2015.
Oh, what the?
Oh. A nice effort.
That thing's already grown back.
I'm like, wait a minute. This is 8 years ago. This story's from. I had Andrew go back to the link on the story to see if he could pull some audio off the video, because there's a video on the story. So Andrew pulls this audio. Listen to this.
A picturesque landscape of rustic barns and rolling cornfields. Home to Dan Moorer and his wife, Mindy. For 10 years, this loving couple has been happily married. But something unusual has grown between them.
Ew.
An 80-pound scrotum.
Oh, my God.
That is unfortunate.
Wow.
His it's got that whole, like, that TLC.
Yeah.
It's got that A&E kind of narrator sound. An 80-pound scrotum.
If it wasn't a true story, it would sound like a joke.
Oh, my God. It's
yeah. This scrotum
got in the way. All right, so, hey, listener, and I threw the email away. Thank you for sending me the link, even though the story's from 2015. It did give me a laugh when the announcers talk. The narrator is talking about something growing between them. An 80-pound scrotum. You know, I was thinking our next intern on the show ought to be named Scrotum. What do you think?
About 80 pounds?
Yeah.
He's really skinny.
Anyway, old story, but still, I guess, worth the time to play that audio bite, I would imagine. All right. On with the early morons in the news, and we got a lot of stuff today. How about this one? A 6-year-old boy used dad's phone to order $1,000 worth of food from Grubhub.
Yeah, one meal at a time, or
well, listen, Fessy, you let your little 5-6-year-old kid play with your phone all the time. You have all kind. Your phone is all jammed up with all kinds of apps, and you complain about your phone all munged up and running slow because you put how many games have you put on your phone to entertain your 6-year-old kid, Hudson?
200 of them.
Yeah, you got a ton of things on there,
and yourself.
Yeah, myself. Yeah, Fester plays a couple things as well, but I would imagine this is something similar. In that the father lets the kid use the phone, and the kid ends up using the phone and orders $1,000 worth of food on Grubhub. Yeah, somehow he managed to buy 5 orders of jumbo shrimp, salads. How do you say this? Shawarma?
Shawarma. It's a Lebanese.
Is it Lebanese?
Lebanese. It's like beef shawarma. It's the preparation.
Isn't that like the shawami? You go see the shawami with the shawarma?
No. Is
that
it? No.
Then you've got chicken pita sandwiches, chili cheese fries, ice cream, grape leaves, and rice. The 6-year-old kid, according to Michigan Live, this happened up in Chesterfield Township, Michigan. Folks, this is not only a morons in the news story. This is like a... this is like a public service announcement. You got to be careful. If you got all these apps, you got Venmo, you got Zelle on there. What if you give your kid your phone to play with to play a game, and they end up sending like thousands of dollars to people you don't know? You got to be careful out there. Fester, heads up, I'm telling you right now. So it all happened on January 28th, so just a few days ago. It happened on the 28th. When Dad Keith Stonehouse was home alone with Mason while Mom Kristen was out at the movies, and Stonehouse said he let Mason use his phone to play games for 30 minutes before going to bed. Instead of playing games, Mason opened up a food delivery app, the Grubhub app, and starts firing off orders from all these different restaurants, $1,000 worth of food. It wasn't until Stonehouse was putting Mason to bed, the first food started getting delivered to his door.
Well, they kept thinking it was a game, or was it just, I don't get it.
Oh, man.
Daddy has this new food ordering game. It's super fun.
Yeah.
But I bet it's unusual, I mean, to have that amount of money spent on it, but my child has already ordered Amazon stuff without me knowing.
See, look at this. See? Look at Roxanne is a perfect example. 5-year-old, why are you letting the kid touch your phone?
Yeah. This happened a while ago, like when she just turned 5, and something showed up at the house, and I knew I didn't order it.
What was it?
It was a dress or something.
She ordered a dress.
Yeah. It's like a Disney, it was some kind of, you know, princess dress.
Oh, it was like for her, it was her size?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it was
wow.
for her.
Anyway, this guy tried to cancel the orders, but couldn't get a hold of Grubhub, couldn't cancel the orders. So much food was delivered that a $439 charge from Happy's Pizza was actually declined by his bank, Chase.
How many pizzas did he order? Like 50?
My God. Anyway.
Eventually, they caught on to it.
No, they did. He had $1,000 worth of food. They didn't catch on to it. All the food showed up.
The bank. Did the bank shut his card off? Or did he just run out of money in his account?
Well, one of the orders, it might have been $1,400 worth because $439 was declined. So, but $1,000 worth of food was ordered because he let his 6-year-old kid play with his phone. All right, 6:52 at the MJ Morning Show. That's just a taste. It's a little taste of the Grubhub morons in the news here.
Is there more Grubhub morons?
No. There's additional morons next. Don't move. We're back in a minute.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105, rolling up on 7:03 here on this Wednesday, and this is Feb 1 already. Now, if we go to the M-W Talking Dictionary, can you do this quickly before we get back into the idiot moron stories here? Do me a favor, Froggy, come over here. Let me click on. I want Firefox. Let me click on Firefox, and do me a favor. Type in M-W.com. Now, I say February, but some people say February, and it is spelled February.
It's February. The R is silent, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I think you're getting husky sounding over there.
I was smoking during the break.
You're coughing.
I know.
And then I'm starting to cough. I don't know if I'm just having a sympathetic cough.
We need to stop thinking about it.
Or if this is the doll, it could be the doll hair that we've.
My voice is sort of
hang on a sec, Froggy. I can turn that. Hang on, Froggy's on Fester's mic.
My voice sound normal.
So listen, guys, what's happening is all the dust has settled from yesterday.
Yeah.
Nobody really cleaned it up. Now you guys are back in there and you're kicking it all back up again.
Oh, do you want to hear this
again? We'll address the doll hair situation. And again, we've got a sample of the hair. We need a lab to run tests. We'll get into this later on. First of all, before I get to the morons, part two, I think there are two ways to pronounce February, because I say February. I don't say February. All right, hit number one over there on the talking dictionary. Hit it. Go ahead.
I'm hitting it.
Oh, hang on. I got the wrong button up. All right, hit it again. Go.
February.
Yeah, see, that's the way I say February.
That's normal.
All right, hit it again.
February.
Yeah, February.
So February, no Febru. Hit the second one.
February.
See? So according to M-W, both are correct. February and February.
What's Gregorian?
Well, it's Gregorian.
What does that mean?
It's the February.
Who's Greg?
So
who is this Greg? He invented the calendar?
The definition of February is the second month of the Gregorian calendar.
So, as opposed to what calendar? Aztecian?
No, the Michael calendar.
Oh, that's mine.
Yeah, exactly. Versus the Greg calendar. So, all right, continuing with the morons.
Well, I do want to just say that I have a February birthday, and so I've been saying February my whole life. When's your birthday? Could you please tell us? Yeah, February 27th. And so I know the right way to say it.
February.
Yes.
Yeah, but some people do say February. But both, according to the M-W Merriam-Webster Talking Dictionary, both are actually correct. All right, continuing with the morons in the news. Are you guys ready to play? Here we go. America's favorite game show. Wheel of Fugitives.
Yeah.
Hang on. I need to add some reverb. Wheel of Fugitives.
We got a
sheriff here in Florida that's in a little bit of trouble. I don't know if
that would be a great show.
Well, there is a show. There's a sheriff up on the East Coast that's in trouble for the Wheel of Fugitives. Well, here's the deal. It turns out that he's got an actual wheel. All right, you ever go to a promotional event?
Oh my God.
You ever go to a promotional event? And radio stations have these. You go to some radio station is doing a remote in a parking lot at some, I don't know, used car dealership, and they've got the prize wheel, and you spin the wheel. This sheriff in Brevard County, on the other side of the state, literally has like a video channel, like a YouTube channel, and he's got the Wheel of Fugitives, and he's got like mug shots of all these fugitives that they're trying to find on the wheel. But there's one problem. It turns out that a bunch of the mug shots, the people are not fugitives. Now it's the Wheel of Defamation, apparently.
Does the sheriff on Bernie do the same exact thing? Didn't he have a wheel
on,
that he
would wait a minute, on Bernie?
Remember Bernie the movie? The sheriff, Matthew McConaughey, he had a wheel that he would spin.
Oh, you mean the funeral home deal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a good movie.
Matthew McConaughey would go, Eddie Roberts, we're coming for you.
All right, here's the deal. And this is a problem. A man has filed a defamation lawsuit against a Florida sheriff who posts weekly Wheel of Fugitive videos on social media saying
it's great.
He wasn't a fugitive when his name and image appeared several times in 2021 in the sheriff's posts inspired by the long-running TV show Wheel of Fortune.
Can you imagine your face is on it? You're like, what the hell?
It lands on you. They spin the wheel.
What did I do?
It lands on you. And all right, so because of the posts, David Gay lost a job and suffered emotional distress, according to a lawsuit seeking more than $50,000 in damages. The lawsuit was filed last week in state court in Brevard County, which is, you know, the Space Coast, right across the other side of the state. Gay's prospective boss called him in as he was driving to his first day of work and told him not to bother showing up, as he had been seen on Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey's Wheel of Fugitives.
Oh, man.
Must be a popular show.
Spokesman for the sheriff's office did not respond to request for comment. In the videos posted on social media, Ivy spins a wheel with photos of what are described as 10 of the county's most wanted fugitives. Everyone watches it. Even the fugitives watch it to see who becomes fugitive of the week.
Oh, my God.
Gay was involved in the court system for an undisclosed offense and was sentenced in November of 2020 to 3 years of probation for a withhold of adjudication, a special sentence in which a defendant is not formally convicted of any offense. He was taken into custody for violation of probation in January of 2021 after he'd been arrested several weeks earlier on a misdemeanor domestic battery charge. He says he believed that his father had gotten into a physical altercation with his mother, and the case was eventually dismissed. But somehow he ended up on the Wheel of Fugitives. While Gay was in jail for the violation of probation arrest, Ivy said in a Wheel of Fugitive video that Gay was a fugitive when in reality he was in the Brevard County Jail. So now he's suing because he is not and was not a fugitive. And he wants in excess of $50,000 for being erroneously put on Wheel of Fugitive.
Pay him, Sheriff.
This could be problematic. You got to make sure that the pictures you have on your spinning wheel of fugitives, you got to make sure they're really all fugitives.
Yeah.
How does Grady Judd not do this?
How about Wheel of Child Molesters? Can you imagine?
Oh.
Can you imagine, Wheel of Sex Offenders?
I can think of a couple faces.
If they have the wrong, what if they accidentally put, some guy that just didn't pay for, a parking ticket, and he ends up on the Wheel of Sex Offenders?
Oh, my gosh.
The Wheel of child touchers.
Wheel of pedo.
Are sheriffs becoming entertainers?
What do you say? Wheel of pedo?
Yeah, or maybe pedo epperty?
Yeah. Oh, Jeopardy. Yeah. That's horrific.
Fester just asked a good question.
Now, what? Are sheriffs becoming entertainers?
Listen, there are some. Yeah. Listen, to get the point across, and listen, there are sheriffs across the country that are very, very media savvy and media active, and they educate their communities as to what they're doing and what crimes are being committed. And I think however you can educate people as to what you're doing as a law enforcement organization, I think that you do it tastefully, you get the word out, and I think the communication with your citizens is the best policy. All right, listen to this. As morons in the news continue, the state of Iowa has granted a new license to a Des Moines, Iowa hotel after, during the inspection previously, a sex toy was found in a microwave.
Dude, You got to warm them up sometimes.
Oh, my God.
What kind of sex toy?
A previously unlicensed Des Moines hotel where inspectors found trash pests, non-working smoke detectors, and a sex toy in the microwave oven of a guest room has been granted a new license. At the Baymont Inn and Suites on 14th Street in Des Moines, Iowa, the owners were cited for 14 regulatory violations, which is a very high number, I guess, in Iowa. At the time, the hotel was even operating without a license, according to the inspector's report.
What?
He initially refused to grant conditional approval because of uncorrected violations concerning the condition of the guest rooms. And the inspector even opens up a microwave in one of the Baymont Suites guest rooms, and there's a sex toy inside.
Wow. All
right. Roxanne, to answer your question, I do not have the exact type of sex toy that was inside the microwave oven.
Well, I mean, that's a broad category.
Oh, my. A soiled shirt stuffed in an ice bucket. This is a Baymont. You've seen the Baymont Suites. I mean, it's a franchise. It's a chain all over the place. That's unbelievable. Holy crap. And how do you operate a motel without a license?
Yeah, what's up with that?
How are you even in business as a real, like a branded hotel chain, and you're operating without a license? All right, 7:13 at the MJ Morning Show. All right, that concludes the early edition of the Morons in the News. When we get back, we start the long 1 hour, 20-minute chunk of the MJ Morning Show next. Including, we got to talk about recycling coming up about 7:45. Is recycling a giant racket? And I got to be honest, I'm like a Dudley Do-Right. I'm like a total recycler. All right, that and a whole lot more. I'm just looking through the pile. Oh, we got, who wants to play the $100,000 pyramid with me? Who wants to sit in the winner's circle?
My cousin used to host it, John Davidson.
All right, hold on. we're going to do this next. Hang on, Froggy. You're going to play.
Yes.
All right. We are loaded next. Don't move. It's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105, 7:24, and boom, just like that, 1 hour and 20 minutes of nonstop MJ Morning Show starts right now. Hey, Fester, with the myasthenia gravis, Fester, you connected? No, Fester's not connected all of a sudden. I don't know what's going on. Fester's muted, it says. No, he's connected.
All right, I'm here. Here.
Dude, what are you doing? You're all muted. Hey, so when we start the long segment now, is your face drooping and is it getting difficult to talk? Do you have to do the maneuver where you have to hold your face together so you can talk?
So,
or is that dissipating?
All of those symptoms are getting better. So, you know, I'm talking for longer periods of time without tiring, without my voice changing or... Or my jaw fatigue.
All positive. People are concerned. People asking. And, of course, Fester is still at home. Oh, Roxanne, is that you?
I'm sorry.
My God, Roxanne is like...
Did you burp?
No, she's got that. She's got that hacking.
Oh no!
Give us a cough. Give us that cough.
I just cleared it. Oh. So I can't produce that again.
Oh my!
That's a Playpel Patty cough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Folks, we think that the doll has done very, very bad things to us from a health standpoint. The what is it? Playtime Patty? What the hell's the name of the thing?
PlayPal.
I'm sorry, PlayPal Patty.
Even though she's not a little boy.
Right, Play Phlegm Patty is what it's called.
That's you. We've got a very serious concern with this stinking doll from yesterday, and we'll bring that up in just a few minutes. Also, Roxanne saw 80 for Brady last night.
And
we will get a full
okay, keep that.
Oh.
Okay. Right,
we'll
okay,
get a,
I'm going to change your mind.
We'll get a full review on 80 for Brady in moments here on the MJ Morning Show. But First, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play the $100,000 pyramid. Should I be
introduce
Dick?
Me, please.
Should I be Dick?
Be John Davidson.
Or John Davidson did the pyramid for a blink.
Talking about my family.
I know, listen, believe it or not, Froggy is related to John Davidson.
That's where I got my game show host skills.
Is he your cousin?
Yes.
Does he know you're in radio?
Yes, of course. We talk about it all the time.
Really? So John Davidson is Froggy's first cousin, second cousin? What is it?
Yeah, I like to say first.
Yeah.
He's living on a boat right now in the Bahamas.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
He's the man. And,
but, of course, the most famous host of the pyramid was Dick.
Dick, yeah. Dick Clark.
Dick Clark.
So let's do Dick.
And then, of
course... You're going to do old Dick when he was like...
well, hang on a minute. Or the current incarnation of the $100,000 pyramid on ABC is hosted by the guy with the giant gap in his teeth. Michael Strahan, exactly. So, Froggy, you're going to be the contestant on the $100,000 pyramid right now.
Cool.
All right. We're going to jump right to the winner's circle.
Oh, yes.
So, you know when the person wins and then they go to the winner's circle and then it's like categories and you have to, you get the clues, you get like the word clues and then you got to say like things found at or things that begin with, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, of
you
course. Know how everybody knows how it works.
All right, Froggy?
Yes.
Are you ready to go?
Wait, how's it work?
Let's play the pyramid. I need to know what I'm listing. And feel free to jump in any time here, Froggy, and blurt out the answer.
Nobody else ruin it for me.
Here we go.
Let's go, Dick.
A nozzle. Male genitalia cut off.
Things you play with. Oh, no. You said cut off.
Is nobody going to ask what the hell I just said?
I need more clues.
All right, here we go. A nozzle.
Okay.
Male genitalia cut off. Fuel. Oil.
Wait, it's me! Shut up!
A pump. Dude, come on!
Oh,
come on, what? Come on!
Things.
Fuel. A nozzle.
Things in a lawnmower.
What? Things in. No! Come on!
You're not a very good host, Dick.
Dude, come on. What is wrong with you?
Is anybody else? You're not. This is horrible.
Things you lubricate.
A nozzle.
Yes. Things you hold.
Fuel, gas, oil, a pump, many pumps.
Things you get at Home Depot.
No.
Sex machine.
Male genitalia. Been cut off.
Things you find at a Wawa.
No. Well, you're close. Things found at
a hoagie stand.
No.
Damn it.
Jeez.
Things found at Chevron.
Well, what? But be more generic. Things found at a...
gas station.
Yes! Oh, my...
Yes!
God! How long did that take?
Where does the genitalia come in?
Well, I was...
That's the thing.
I was wondering when you were going to ask that.
That was really tough, clue. Dick.
I was wondering when you were going to... You know, it would have been very appropriate if Dick Clark had hosted the pyramid with things found at a gas station, including... severed male genitalia. All right, folks, this is nuts.
Literally.
This is crazy. I swear I'm not making this up. You can look this up. It happened in Mobile, Alabama. The Mobile, Alabama Police Department got a call on Monday, on January 31st. I'm sorry, on January 30th. So Monday was the 30th. Mobile, Alabama Police Department got a call that male genitalia was found in a gas station parking lot.
I can't even. I don't want to picture that.
Witnesses found the human stuff, the human junk, in the parking lot of a gas station on the corner of Navco Road and McVeigh Drive at 6 a.m., according to... local news. The Mobile Police Department says they are not investigating the incident as a murder or assault.
What?
So how the heck would male genitalia end up in the parking lot of a gas station in Mobile, Alabama?
Oh, my God. You type in penis gas station.
Yes.
It's the first thing that comes up.
Hello. I told you I'm not making this up.
Wait, you said it was not the wiener. You said it was...
It's...
Everything?
The human... It was a human penis that was found.
I thought it was just the...
Don't say anything else, Froggy.
Just
stop yourself. No, the human unit was found in the... What are you smiling at? You find this funny, Roxanne? Are you... Is this humorous? What is this, funny? Funny like a clown?
You to amuse you?
Hold on.
I'm just thinking about other stuff. Continue.
What are you thinking about?
It's nervous laughter. I'm sorry. Continue.
Like, no, I want to know what just went through your head when I'm talking about a human wang being found at a gas station parking lot in Mobile, Alabama.
I'm picturing if my kids are in the car listening to this and the kind of conversations I'm going to have to explain to them
stop
later.
Stop it.
That's real life, Roxanne. That is real life.
Right? That's what I'm thinking about.
All right, this is a real story. The Mobile Police Department, somebody found a human, wang, and they're not investigating it as a murder or assault. So what is the answer here? Would you like to know?
Yeah, what is
it? Yeah, these gas prices are so high, I'd rather cut my junk off than pay $4. Yeah,
well, no, not quite. The Memphis Police Department, the Mobile. It's MPD, Mobile Police Department, they believe that the penis belongs to a motorcycle driver who was involved in a fatal accident on the nearby interstate.
Oh!
So are you telling me that in the accident, it got cut off and got flung off the interstate into the gas station parking lot?
Maybe it landed on like a car's bumper.
Oh, my God. All right. Police officers responded to a motorcycle crash around 6 a.m. Monday near eastbound I-10 and I-65 and Dauphin Island. I've been exactly right in that exact spot. Officers found one of the drivers involved, who was deceased. Listen to this from the Mobile Police Department. The preliminary investigation revealed that the victim was riding his motorcycle southbound on the I-65 ramp to eastbound I-10, lost control of the motorcycle. The rider was thrown from the motorcycle and struck by multiple vehicles, and somehow, I guess, it got cut off and flung into the gas station parking lot. Holy crap. Is I don't want to say nuts. This is crazy. Can you imagine you're pulling in to fill up your tank and you find a wang in the gas station parking lot? It's a whole different kind of hose you got to pick up.
Yeah. There's so many jokes here.
I'm trying to think of one.
Well, okay.
But I can't come up with anything good enough for on-air quality. A
terrible, terrible story. All right, Roxanne. Roxanne, went to see 80 for Brady last night at a theater near you.
Okay, I'm so happy to hear Froggy's response to that.
Ugh. Now, hold on. Froggy, why are you... Dude.
Don't talk about it.
The movie, the movie 80 for Brady, it officially opens on Friday. I think they did a sneak locally on Saturday during Gasparilla, which that was Saturday. Then there was a media preview last night?
There was a media preview last night and a special event thing last night. And then Tom Brady was actually in Los Angeles last night with the cast.
Really?
Yes. Okay, Froggy, I want you to take Kim to see this.
What'd you say?
The movie sucks.
Hold on.
How do you? You don't know anything.
It's 80 for Brady. Of course, it sucks.
Old ladies.
No, that's not the case. That's not the case.
How long was it made? 5 years ago. He's paying for the Patriots at the time.
Froggy, would you shut your hole?
I hate it.
You haven't seen it. Roxanne went to see.
I'm the one who saw it. Roxanne, I'm the one who knows.
Why would you go see that?
Roxanne, listen. Roxanne saw 80 for Brady last night, and from what I'm gathering, Roxanne's walking away with like rave reviews.
I am. I absolutely am. Okay.
Froggy, what? It was good.
Just stop it.
Oh.
I'm Froggy. Shut up and let her speak.
I'm gonna be sick.
Okay. First thing,
can you stop coughing?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Froggy's choking me up.
Can you have some respect for this movie review?
Tell us about the movie.
All right. So I managed my expectations the first 15 minutes. I was like, okay, this is going to be, you know, about little old ladies, and it's not going to be very titillating. And it's not going to be very scandalous.
Lily Tomlin jumping on Tom Brady's groin.
That never happened. It never got to that point.
Lily
Tomlin's not the one.
Okay, right, exactly. Jane Fonda is the more risque one in the movie, but...
Jane Fonda is in it?
Oh, my God.
Froggy, who else is in it?
Bea Arthur? No, she's dead.
Rita Moreno.
She's dead.
West Side Story, Rita Moreno.
Tell us.
Okay, and Sally Field. And so there's these cute little ladies. As you know the premise of it. They're traveling to go to their Super Bowl to see Tom Brady. The Super Bowl that you're referring to, Froggy, you are correct. It was in Houston. It was years ago when the Patriots came back from being down some ridiculous amount of points and came back and beat the Falcons. It was like this huge comeback. And so that's why they probably wanted to feature that game, because it was a really exciting game. And so they travel there, but there are so many great scenes. Like it is kind of scandalous. Like they trip on gummies at a Super Bowl party.
Oh, they do. Oh my gosh. Old ladies take gummies.
Roxanne.
Oh, scandal.
Yeah. Okay. I got something for you too, MJ. But what was your question?
How many stars do you, I got to move on here?
Wait. I want to talk about 80 for Brady.
I only have questions about 80 for Brady.
What are you doing?
Fester, what's your question?
All right. First of all, did any of them have any adult diaper issues?
No, but there's a great scene, like a great little, you know, play through the movie where they keep referring to a strap-on, and it involves Guy Fieri too. Like
Guy Fieri in a strap-on?
Guy Fieri?
Guy Fieri's in it.
Guy Fieri.
So, I mean, I had like real belly laughs during it. I really did laugh hard.
Boy.
And then I cried too. So it like gives you all the ups and downs.
Really?
And
boy, Tom Brady had to enter the catheter for Lily Tomlin. I would cry too.
Were there any incontinent scenes?
No.
Did anyone nice have to meet you, Tom.
Did anyone have to hit a like a life alert buzzer? Like, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Who directed this movie?
I think Tom Brady did. He does everything. You know?
He didn't direct the movie. Who did you go with?
He produced it. Just Doug.
Oh, you went with Doug?
Yeah.
Doug went with you?
All right, so you went with, ladies and gentlemen, Roxanne went with Dig Doug, her perpetual fiancé. Where the hell's my jingle? Oh, here it is. I got it.
Doug.
And so was he turned on by the 80-year-old women?
It wasn't like that.
Was he getting,
the movie.
Was he getting all handsy with you in the theater?
No, he was not. It was a professional theater.
No, I'm talking about,
what, like it was the adult theater? What? Roxy, of course it was.
As opposed to this being shown at the Todd Theater on...
Yeah.
Nebraska, wherever the hell that is.
That's where... In Fantasyland in Drew Park?
never mind.
What the hell were you going to say?
No, I was going to say a Derek Jeter joke.
Oh,
okay, keep it to yourself.
Okay, I will. Okay. Hard Peter for Jeter.
I just dumped that.
Thank you.
I just dumped that.
God.
Unfortunately.
I thought it was all right.
Unfortunately, it does live on MJTV. And it lives on the podcast, and the stream, but I dumped that off of the federally regulated airwaves on 104.7 FM. All right, Roxanne, how many stars do you give the movie?
I give it 4.5 stars out of 5.
Really?
So I do also want to say, Fester, I thought of you this part. Like, it really gave me hope, because I look back at all when I covered sports and went to all the Super Bowls every year and just all the trouble I got into. And then it gave me hope I can be 80 years old and doing the same thing, because they got into a lot of trouble.
Wow.
Is there a sequel called Geezers for Gronk coming up?
Yeah, there should be. I think, all jokes aside, I think that Tom did that movie because didn't we find out that his mom had cancer, one of his...
I believe so.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's like
a heart... Oh, so let me do a horrible movie?
No, the point is that Roxanne says the movie is great.
Yeah, it's great. And then at the end, he kind of talks about that, and I feel like he's talking to his mom. So I think I know why I did it. Giselle was not... You saw the back of Giselle's head at one point.
Let's be honest. When you first hear about a movie with 80-year-old women and 80 for Brady, and they're following Tom Brady, you think... Man, this can't possibly be good. But Roxanne's saying that this movie is good.
It's not like these women have aged and they've forgotten how to act. They're still amazing actresses.
Jane Fonda, Sally Fields, and, you know, Lily Tomlin, all top shelf actresses.
Yes. Yeah. Andrew, the producer, wants in on this action.
Yeah, was this where Brady was when he was away from the team?
In this movie?
Ooh, filming. Remember, he was away from the team for 2 weeks at the beginning of the last season.
Is there any Buccaneer stuff in it?
I doubt that.
Good question.
That was last August. I don't think so.
What do you know? We have no idea.
I probably have
no
idea.
The whole movie is when he played for the Patriots. It makes no sense. It's stupid.
No, it's a throwback.
It's a timepiece.
It goes back in time.
I'm 45 years old, man. There's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, there is.
I got a bunch of a movie coming out with a bunch of old bags.
80 for Brady. And Roxanne, you give it thumbs up.
Yeah, and I do give it thumbs up. And Froggy asked about it, what about him being a Buccaneer. At the end, you know, they do like a little, you know, visual epilogue, and he is in Tampa.
Kiss me, Tom.
That's
cut my corns in some warm water.
You get my bunions so hard, Tom.
All right. Thank you, guys. We have a doll update before I get to my serious recycling story. Very serious recycling story. We've got an update here on the doll. We're very concerned. Roxanne has developed like a bronchial cough.
Man, that's all mental. There's no way you're like,
I mean, you've heard Roxanne's, her voice. Listen, that's Roxanne. Folks, like we think that the doll, we think that the hair is toxic and it's gotten into our lungs. Instead of black lung, I think we've got doll lung.
We got patty lung.
Yeah, I'm the one who actually did the cleanse yesterday, the liver cleanse and the lung cleanse. So it's coming out of me. It's still stuck.
Ew,
what'd you do, you guys?
Here's the problem.
Look at that thing.
Again, I'm holding up the doll. If you're watching MJTV, you can see the doll right now.
She's got a nice hat.
And the doll is nearly a 3-foot doll called Play Pal Patty. And this doll was left to us by Rachel of Flying Tomato.
She's staring at you.
Yeah, Rachel left our local Beasley Media operation here at Q105, and she's moving to our stations up in Philadelphia, where we have radio stations. And she found this doll during her packing, and I think it was her mom's, and she thought it was very valuable, an old Playtime or Play Pal Patty from like the 1950s or 60s. It's not. This is like some kind of 80s or 90s rehash. It's like a knockoff. And we unpack it yesterday because I have this great idea that we're going to use this doll to shoot funny videos with Shorty Shane. The doll's like 3 feet tall. Shorty Shane is 3'5". He's going to take the doll out as its girlfriend. Yeah, as it's his girlfriend.
Like that movie.
And there's all kinds of funny videos we can shoot with this thing. As we're unpacking the doll yesterday, folks, the hair is coming off in clumps. And it is like mystery dust in some kind of like a horror movie, like, I don't know.
Like a mummy movie.
Exactly. You know how in the mummy, you know how the mummy, it all disintegrates into like that black fine mist?
Yeah.
The hair, the like reddish brownish hair completely disintegrated in our hands yesterday. It came off in clumps. We've got this dust of brown powder like a mummy movie in the studio. We're breathing this in. We're hacking. We're coughing. We're concerned that we inhaled all kinds of carcinogens. We're afraid that this is like deadly. I didn't feel, I felt fine, but I had a little bit of a wheeze yesterday. And I had a little bit of a, like that slimy, like almost like I was gargling with lighter fluid taste in my mouth. I'm like, oh my God, is this the doll? So I'm concerned. We threw it all away yesterday, and I'm like, oh no, we need to test it. So luckily, my afternoon show producer, Sue, she was here. And I sent Sue down to the Q105 studio, and she dug through our trash can in here, and she grabbed a plastic bag. Hang on. And I had a scoop. and you can see this. I'm holding it up to MJ TV. I had to scoop some of the hair out of the trash can.
Ew, why is that still here?
Well, because we need, listen, it could have been thrown away. This is evidence. We need a local lab. If there's anyone that works at a local lab and you test actual items for chemicals, if you're able to test this doll hair to see if we've been exposed to, like, deadly carcinogens, like, we're going to come down with, like, mesothelioma or something. All right, if you work in a lab, we need you to call us.
What is that?
What is going on in your house? Is someone vacuuming?
No, it's Wednesday. My neighbor's getting his lawn done.
God, I don't want to hear this.
Oh, my God.
I can't help it.
Sounds like a Ryobi.
Fester at home with myasthenia gravis, so that's the home connection. So I need somebody that works at a lab. Do you work for a company that can test this bag of hair? Is anyone listening that can test this bag of doll hair and see? I mean, Roxanne, you're coughing over there.
Yeah, I mean, even talking about the doll hair.
Is anyone able to help us? I need the hair tested. If you work for a lab, 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. If you work for a lab and you can test this doll hair, because we're fearful that this doll made in China in the 1990s, that it's just loaded probably with arsenic and lead and cadmium, all kinds of heavy metals. I don't know. I mean, we were exposed to this, and we still think that some of the powder is still floating around in the studio.
So what's the next step? Say you find out it's deadly. Now what?
I don't know.
You die?
I don't want to.
It's not like we were in, like, a coal mine for 30 years breathing this stuff. I mean, it's only, like, you know, one show.
I got patty lung.
I got patty lung. So if you're able to test the hair, if you work at a local lab, we need to know what the hell was in this hair if we ought to be concerned, if we need to go get, like, chest x-rays or go see, like, special doctors because we inhaled this thing. If anyone can help us, please, 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047.
Oh, my God. I just logged on to Facebook.
Yeah.
And there's a Patty PlayPal vintage doll group.
Oh, no.
10,000 members, another collectors group with 2,800 members.
All right, Fester, right now, here's what we have people on hold, by the way. Do me a favor. I need you to post on these groups what happened, that we have a doll we think that was a newer one from the 90s.
First, you got to join them all.
And you got to join the groups and tell them the story, that we're a radio morning show, we were given the doll, we open up the box, the hair disintegrates in our hands, and there's powder all over the studio. We've breathed this stuff. Now we're hacking and coughing. Post that in the group and see what they say.
Okay.
All right, let me go to phones here because I got Troy on the line in Tampa.
Hey, before you hit Troy, Troy, hang on 1 second, please.
Yes.
MJ, I sent you a text from someone who said there's a place we can get it tested at, and he included some, what is it called here? Anyways, I texted it to you, so they're air quality control, environment.
That'll probably work.
Actually, my eyes are starting to burn.
And by the way, folks, if you didn't see the video, if you didn't see the doll and the hair coming off in my hair and my hand in clumps, if you didn't see the hair turn to fine, misty brown powder right in front of our faces, if you didn't see the video, it's posted on my Instagram at Certified MJ Radio. That's Certified MJ Radio. You'll look at the picture of the floor with all kinds of brown stuff and click on that. That's the video of the doll and the hair. We also posted it on MJMorningShow.com in videos mentioned on the show. So check it out. All right, Troy, thanks for hanging. What can you do for us?
I can hook you up, I think.
How's that?
Tampa Fire Rescue's hazmat team has a thing called an infrared spectrometer. Anytime that they have any sort of hazardous material suspected in the city, they go there, they throw a little piece of that on there, and voila, the information comes up on the machine on what it is or what it isn't.
All right, so Troy,
do we need a hazmat team?
Well, Troy, are you a firefighter?
I am a retired firefighter. I was a hazmat technician. I was with Tampa for 30 years.
Very cool.
And they've got to have better equipment now than when I left in 2013. But
wow.
That was state-of-the-art stuff back then, the infrared spectrometer. And we've gone out and found all kinds of unspecified substances and throw it on there, and boom, it'll tell you what it is.
All right, go ahead.
To tell you the truth, you guys might want to call them to come in there and take a look, because if you're really being exposed to something in that studio, that might not be classified as a true emergency, but certainly you guys should avail yourself of the abilities that the city has and make sure that you're not really inhaling something that could do you some potential harm.
Come on, really?
But
also,
really be hurting us?
But we have a problem, though. Look at Roxanne. She's pulling her dress over her face right now.
God, what is that? I hate that.
But Troy, here's a little issue, though, is we're not in Tampa. The Q105 studios. Oh, my. Roxanne is coughing into the microphone from the doll hair. All right. So we're in the city of St. Petersburg. We're not in Tampa. So
we'll have the same equipment.
So St. Peter's the same equipment?
Yes. I would assume that they do. All right. They're both hazmat teams. What I'd do is I'd find out what the non-emergency number is, call their dispatch, have them put you in touch with their hazmat unit, and find out for sure what they have. But I'm almost 100% sure that St. Pete's going to have the same equipment that Tampa does.
I want the guy to come in the hazmat suit to test it.
All right. Thank you,
they
Troy.
May well do that.
Well, Troy, thank you for the information. That's great.
Thanks, Troy.
911, what's your emergency? Yeah, hi, it's the MJ Morning Show, and we had this doll, and the hair just disintegrated in our hands, and we breathed in this doll dust, and we think it could be maybe a carcinogen or dangerous. Can you please send the hazmat team out? Code 3.
Code 3, that's non-emergency.
I thought code 3 is...
Code 10.
No, code 3 is like, at least on Adam 12, I think that was lights and sirens. Seriously, if anyone listens... Troy, thank you, buddy. If anyone from the St. Pete Fire Department, because we're in the city of St. Pete...
Oh, gosh, guys, my brother is like in charge of some of that.
What city?
Pinellas Park.
Your brother, wait a minute, your brother is in charge of what in Pinellas? We're just hearing this? What is your brother in charge of? What is your brother in charge of?
Firefighters and EMTs.
Oh, well, everyone. We need them to use their gas spectrometer or whatever the hell it is and find out if we got hazardous, deadly doll hair dust.
Bring the flux capacitor and test.
Yeah, Pinellas Park just uses a bloodhound.
Oh, man.
I just texted him. I'll see what he says.
Or if anyone is listening with St. Pete and you can send the hazmat team right here, right now, man, this is a good training mission. Right here. Call us. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047.
Oh my God.
How can you call it a good training mission when you're just like dealing with the most annoying citizen ever?
Who's that?
You.
It is a good training mission.
All these rookie firefighters are in here. Okay, this guy's going to pester the crap out of you while you try to do your job.
MJ, read this post. Patty Playpel, hair issues.
Where are you reading
this?
From a blog.
Are you serious? Hold on.
Yeah.
All right, Froggy just handed me.
I think people are having hair falling out issues with it.
Just handed me his phone. Patty Playpel hair falling out. I got a Danbury Mint Patty Playpel doll at an auction that was in mint in the box. I took her out today and the hair is falling out if you touch it. Same deal.
Yes.
Wow, this must be the Danbury Mint. They made these again, I think, in the 90s.
And they really saved costs on the hair.
You found it. Has anyone had the problem or know why this would happen? Thank you in advance. Cherish yesterday, dream tomorrow, live today.
All right, we don't need her quote.
She's got a quote on here. This was posted on September 30th of 2013.
Oh, my God, the next post, she died from lung
issues. This is 10 years ago. She might be deceased from the doll hair. She might be a goner.
Dude, this is an issue.
Oh, my God, it is an issue. Wait a minute, we got calls are flooding in, and I got to do the recycling story. I got to talk about something really, really serious in just a minute. It's Rachel calling in. Hey, Rachel, you left us a cursed freaking doll.
I just want to say for the record, you asked for the doll.
Yeah.
Note that.
I did ask for the doll to hook it up with Shorty Shane to shoot videos, but I had no idea that mummy dust was going to come off and infect our lungs.
Well, neither did I, and I just want to say, Roxanne, I'm really sorry you were exposed to this.
Roxanne's walking out of the studio for some reason, which I have no idea why you're walking out in the middle of the show.
In trouble. I mean, I'm trying to get information about hazmat testing. Rachel, thank you for that.
I think I have an answer, MJ.
I was actually saying, I was like, this has nothing to do with Rachel. This has to do with the manufacturers yesterday.
Read that. That's an answer to the blog before, and there's some answers in there.
Here's an answer. This is from 2014. That's terrible. I've read on various blogs and forums that this happens with the redheads. It's a redhead.
She was a redhead. Yeah.
That there's a defect in the manufacturing and the hair falls out. I've seen.
Oh no. It's the dye. Definitely toxic.
Let me read this. I've seen some already re-wigged. There's a re-wigged one on eBay right now with full seller disclosure. Kudos to the seller. This defective thing on a relatively new doll disgusts me because we all have dolls, even original Patty Play Pals, with their original 60-year-old wig still going strong.
Yeah,
there's no excuse for this. My God, this is a whole culture.
Did you get a redhead one because you're a redhead, Rachel?
My mom might have done that. I don't know.
Okay.
It's not my doll.
Oh, my God.
Right. Shorty Shane's doll.
It's a manufacturing issue with the redheads.
All right, we've got to test this.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the red dye 40 that they put in foods that's really bad for you that causes mental disorders.
Like red dye number 2. Didn't they take that off the market when I was a kid?
Yeah.
Didn't they make M&M? Remember, red M&Ms went away like in the late 70s for a while because of red dye number 2.
Oh, look at this guy says, yes, it's happening in the Auburn. It's happening to the Auburn patties in the red check dress.
That's it. Is that red check? It's the red check dress. I'm holding it up to MJ TV right now. This is it.
You got the bunk ass patty.
Right. Hey, I got to move along, but hey, Rachel, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Drive safely, Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel.
We miss you.
Rachel,
are you in Philly yet?
No, I'm driving through Brunswick, Georgia.
Oh, very, very nice.
Congratulations. Have a great time.
Hey, there's a great barbecue stand there was right off the Brunswick exit at some point. I don't know if they're still there. All right, Rach, thanks for calling in, listening to the program.
Oh, my God, my lungs and my eyes burn.
Has your brother at Pinellas Park Hazmat called us back yet? I can't believe you didn't think of this. We didn't know your brother ran like some kind of fire deal in Pinellas Park.
Yeah,
she's told us before, but it wasn't top of mind.
Yeah, I guess not. All right, let me tell you what's top of mind right now, and this could actually generate a ton of phone calls. I want to talk about something relatively serious here.
Oh.
Well, not that serious.
Okay.
So, I'm a recycler. Listen, I'm an environmentalist. I love the environment. I love clean air. I love clean water. I'm a scuba diver. I love a clean ocean to dive in. Yes. So I'm very concerned with the environment, right? I'm a recycler.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got the big city of Tampa green recycling bin. Michelle even bought a little recycling pail for inside the pantry. So she bought one of those little green with the little recycling arrows going in a circle, right? And it's like a standard, like an office waste paper basket, but it's green. And we put all our bottles, you know, our sparkling water bottles or wine bottles in the plastic from the blueberry containers. You know, I recycle. And, you know, Michelle, she throws everything in the regular trash. I go behind Michelle and I dig out the recyclable stuff, like little cardboard things from her little little bread dealies, and I'll put them in the recycling bin, and I care about it. And I wheel the damn thing down to the curb every Tuesday, but there's a concern, and this is not new to me. I've heard this over the years, is how much of what we put in the recycling bin is actually getting recycled versus just ending up in a landfill anyway. And the reason why I'm bringing this up,
I mean, if that's true, I'm going to be pissed.
Well, I've heard things for years. This is not new to me. I'm not like some Johnny come lately that just got clonked over the head with a coconut and like had some kind of an awakening over here. I've heard this for a while, that it is remarkable how much of the stuff that we think is getting recycled is not. And it's just getting buried in a landfill anyway. Hey, Fester, what was our... what was our dealings with John Stossel? Do you remember?
The midget, right?
Was that John Stossel?
Yes.
Or John King? No. Midget tossing?
It's dwarf tossing.
Okay,
remember with Dave the Dwarf, we had a whole thing like 15 years ago where they banned dwarf tossing in the state of Florida. And Dave filed a lawsuit because Dave was a dwarf. Dave still is a dwarf. And Dave wanted to be tossed and be hired by bars for the novelty event of dwarf tossing. And then Florida had outlawed it. So Dave filed a lawsuit and hired an attorney and everything saying, hey, he's a dwarf and he wants to be tossed. Anyway, John Stossel from, I think it was 2020 back then.
Dave the Dwarf was on 2020.
Listen, I drove him out to what's the fancy schmancy hotel where like the president stayed near the airport, the Hyatt,
the Dutch Motel,
the Hyatt West Shore out there, where Armani's used to be, right? And sure. Oyster Catchers. So behind Oyster Catchers, they had like a dock and a gazebo, and that's where we did the interview.
Little casitas back there.
I drove Dave the Dwarf out to that gazebo, and John Stossel's out there with a full 2020 ABC News camera crew
and his dumb mustache
because John Stossel, he did that little segment called Give Me a Break, right? Give me a break. So he was doing a thing on dwarf tossing. So that was our dealing with John Stossel with Dave the Dwarf years ago. And we were on 2020.
And Dave was in John's book for some reason about the.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
Yeah, sure.
But now, John Stossel's written a piece on recycling. And I saw this a couple of days ago and I'm like, you know, we got to talk about this on the show. And I know this is going to fire up the phones. I know that people are going to call up. Maybe there are people with the various cities' recycling programs that are listening. Maybe there are people in the know. Let me share this. The costly stupidity of the recycling religion. And listen, I'm sucked in. And I don't get sucked into much, but I want to recycle. I want to think I'm doing my part to help the environment.
And I think you want to tell people what to do.
What?
I think you want to be Green Todd around your house and tell Michelle what to recycle.
That's Green MJ.
Yes, Green MJ.
All right, thank you. All right. By the way, her new name for me is I'm the Dick Totter.
Hey, that's actually a compliment.
How do you totter it?
I'll take that nickname.
All right, so let me read some of this to you. For decades, we've been told recycle. If we're not using recycled paper, we're cutting down more trees, says Lynn Hoffman, co-president of Eureka Recycling. Recycling paper or cardboard does save trees. Recycling aluminum does save energy, but that's about it. The ugly truth is that many recyclables sent to recycling plants are never recycled. The worst is plastic. Even Greenpeace now says plastic recycling is a dead-end street. Hoffman often trucks it to a landfill. Years ago, science writer John Tierney wrote a New York Times Magazine story, "Recycling is garbage." It set a New York Times record for hate mail. But what he wrote was true. It's even more true today, Tierney tells me. Recycling is an industry that uses increasingly expensive labor to produce materials that are worth less and less. It would be smarter just to dump our garbage in landfills. People think landfills are horrible polluters, but they're not. Regulations, occasionally government regulations, are actually useful. Make sure today's landfills have protective barriers so they don't leak. Eventually, landfills are turned into good things. Ski hills, parks, golf courses. Look, I know that back when I was a kid in Virginia Beach, we had Mount Trashmore. And they piled trash with like layers of dirt, and they made these huge mountains out of trash. It was called Mount Trashmore. It's still there. It's right off of the interstate in Virginia Beach near Larkspur.
Wow, that's disgusting.
Oh, it's pretty cool. And eventually landfills turn into good things, but aren't we running out of landfill space? For years, alarmist media said we were, but that's not true. In 1987, the media gave lots of publicity to a garbage barge that traveled thousands of miles trying and failing to find a place to dump its load. But that barge wasn't rejected because there was a lack of room. States turned the barge away after hysterical media suggested it contained infectious waste. The Environmental Protection Agency later found it was normal garbage. Landfills have plenty of room for that. In fact, America has more space than we'll ever need. Sometimes states and businesses even compete to get our garbage. If you think of the United States as a football field, says this Tierney guy, all the garbage that we will generate in the next 1,000 years would fit inside a tiny fraction of the 1-inch line.
Really?
Putting garbage in landfills is often much cheaper than recycling. My town, this is what Stossel says, would save $340 million a year if it just stopped recycling. But it won't, because people demand it, says Tierney. It's a sacrament of the green religion. The religion's commandments are complex. New York City orders me to place recyclables at the curb between 4 p.m. and midnight, rinse plastic containers, separate paper from plastic, metal from glass. Hey, we did something wrong when we were up in New York and we were in the brownstone on the Upper West Side. We had to put our, when I lived in a building, you know, the porters and they took care of all the trash. But when we lived in a brownstone, we had to put our trash out at the curb and we did something wrong. Like three times we got like citations. We got like tickets on our door that I didn't bundle something properly.
No. I get those for not putting my trash far enough from the curb. It has to be like 3.5 feet.
Really?
They're like, yeah. It was 3 feet.
Did you get fined or just a notice?
I got a notice.
Okay. I got fined. I got like $50, $100 fines.
What?
From New York City Sanitation. Yeah.
Screw that place.
They got like jack wagons driving around in little city cars like looking for like recycling or garbage problems, and then they give you tickets. Anyway, the point is that the recycling issue, according to the story, John Stossel and this John Tierney guy in his New York Times piece years ago, that recycling is a hoax. It's a scam. And that a lot of the stuff just ends up in the landfill anyway. I want to go to phones on this. Folks, MJ Morning Show listeners, I want an open dialogue here. Because so many cities recycle. I'm a recycler. I do it religiously.
I think we should pit the recyclers against the non-recyclers.
let's go to phones.
Me. I try not to.
Let's go to phones on this. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. What are your thoughts on the whole recycling issue and the story that I just shared? 800-990-1047.
We're getting a lot of feedback already on the text line, right. And someone wants me to ask you, Froggy, John Stossel was slapped by wrestler David Schultz in 1988. Ask Froggy.
Sounds about right.
He got in his face and said, wrestling's fake, and he says, is this fake? And then he blew out his eardrum.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's a true story.
Yes.
And Froggy knows all this stuff instantly off the top of his head.
Of course.
But I want to go to phones on this. Every line is already ringing, and if you're getting a busy signal, when I clear a call, just try to get in. Now, what I would love to do, and I've thought about this before, and well before I'm talking about it now, I've thought about this well before I saw this story from John Stossel that the recycling religion is stupid and it's costly. Well, here's the deal. I thought about this years ago that I would love to see what happens literally to the stuff that I put in the recycling bin.
You've always talked you're sort of skeptical of it.
Well, I would love to have like a secret camera attached to like the can, the bottle, the plastic, water bottle, to see. I put it in the bin. The trash recycling truck comes and gets it. Then it gets dumped where? How does it get sorted? Where does it go? And did my bottle, did my can, did my cardboard, did it really get recycled? I really want to know.
I
want to kind of track this. I want to do a documentary.
Like they do with great sharks to figure out their exactly. mating behaviors.
I mean, like how they tag like sharks and they can follow the great white up and down. Oh my God, it's in Martha's Vineyard right now. Oh my God, it's off the beach. It's off Clearwater Beach. Everybody out of the water. You know. So I would like to track my cardboard Amazon box to see if it really gets recycled.
Couldn't you get a
Hey, you're resetting your thing, Fester. You're getting all bubbly again.
Garbly.
800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Let's go to phones. If you have something to add on the whole recycling issue, do you know anything? Is the stuff really getting recycled, or are you a whistleblower? Will you tell us that the crap's ending up in the landfill anyway? Let's go to phones. Let's grab Raleigh. Is in St. Pete. Raleigh, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hi.
MJ, Fester, everybody, Froggy, Roxanne, how you guys doing? Listen, I am so glad you guys are talking about this. Like 2 weeks ago, maybe a little more, on Fox 13 News, there was a huge story about how the city of Tampa was not recycling for at least 6 months.
Hold on, you just broke up. Say that again.
I'm glad you're talking about it because at least two, maybe 3 weeks ago,
right.
There was a story on Fox 13 News, and they were talking about how Tampa admitted that they were not recycling for at least the last 6 months since, like, I forget what event it was. It was one of the hurricanes or something, or I don't remember.
Wait, so the stuff in the green bin getting picked up for recycling was just getting thrown in the regular landfill?
Yes. At least for 6 months, they admitted.
Oh, my God. I did not see the story. Rox, can you look that up?
Yeah, I'll look that up.
Look up the story. See if we can find it.
Yep, it's there.
Wow, Raleigh.
Fox 13 News.
Thanks for the call, Raleigh.
Hey, buddy. Have a good one. Keep spreading that recycle religion.
Well, no. Listen, I'm asking the question. And remember, I'm a recycler. I do it religiously. And then I saw the John Stossel story. I'm like, you know what? I've always heard this. And, you know, it just got me thinking that we should talk about this on the show. You know, how much really gets recycled? Thank you.
I mean, I can't even keep up with all these texters. Yep. But it's basically like the vein of, I'm in the industry. I know about this. It's all crap. I could do a 5-minute call on this and tell MJ exactly what happened.
Well, call him up.
Yeah.
And do you have the number? Let's call him up. Hey,
Fester,
your thing is bubbling again. I can't keep you on the air. Let me grab Wanda. Wanda, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hi.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
I was a religious recycler, and I always took everything to the dump in Pasco County. Well, when I was up there with the one day, the one guy goes, I don't know why everybody recycles. There's no need for it. They just put everything together and they burn it. It doesn't matter.
So you're saying, and I know that some cities will bury trash, some cities will incinerate trash. So you're saying that all the recyclables you dropped off got burned, they didn't get recycled?
Right. They got burned in with the cardboard and everything else. They said they put it all together. And it's used for some type of biofuel or something like that. I forget exactly.
I don't know why you'd burn it for biofuel. But anyway, Wanda, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. David is in Zephyr Hills. David, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hey, MJ. How's it going?
Going well. Go ahead.
Hey, so I'm not really a recycler, but I have friends that are. And I was actually at the dump one day, like just taking some stuff I had tore down.
Right.
And a recycle truck actually pulled up not far from me and dumped a whole load of glass in there. And I walked over and asked the guy, I'm like, why is that coming to the dump? And he said that basically the company that recycled glass lost their contract. So they just pick it all up like you put it out, but they just take it to the dump and dump it.
Oh, that's crazy. Thank you, David. Appreciate it. Travis is in Lakeland. Hey, Travis, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, so I used to live in Las Vegas, and they had us, like, separate out, you know, like, the paper and the glass and everything like that. We had, like, 4 different colored bins that we had to separate everything into. So I was, like, curious as the same thing, like, where is this recycling going, right? So I was watching the trash guy pick up the trash one day, and we set the trash can out next to the recycling bins. He just dumped them all into the same truck and just rolled off.
Oh, man. Wow, Travis, thank you. Nick is in Tampa. Hello, Nick. You're on the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going well. Go ahead.
Hi, Nick.
Okay, so when you go to, like, the gas station or different stores and you see the recycling place where you put your recyclables in the trash or you put your trash in the little bins they have out, like 99% of the time, if you lift up that lid, it all goes to one bin.
That's a ruse.
It is. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
An elaborate ruse. Hey, I got some good stuff here I want to interject.
Let me give out the number again because that just opened up a line. 800-990-1047. We'll take a few more calls on the recycling question. I'm an avid recycler, but is the stuff really getting recycled or are we getting scammed? Are we getting all wambookied? Hey, Fester, you back?
I think so.
Yeah, your internet connection was getting all wobbly before, and you're going all like that. So 800-990-1047 if you want to get in. We'll go back to phones in a second. Yeah, Rox.
One of the insiders texted me and said, only thing that gets recycled is a triangle symbol with a 1 in it or a 3 in it. All the other codes, no.
Yeah, those are plastics. So the 1 and 3, those are different types of plastics that get recycled.
And then a text from Doug, if one Fortune 500 company recycled, it would equal all of Manhattan residential recycled.
Say it again.
If one Fortune 500 company recycled, yeah, it would be think, the same I don't as think all
we
of
need,
Manhattan.
I don't think we need that fact from Doug. But yeah, that's
the point. The point is,
useless knowledge.
Yeah, Doug just brought the show to a
screeching halt.
Maybe that was just for me. No, do you see the point? Do you know how big all of Manhattan is?
In other words, idiot comment from Doug.
No, the point is like us little residents doing it isn't making a difference except showing our neighbors that we
dumb.
Right. No.
Doug.
Right.
Dumb ass comments from Doug.
No. Maybe that was just for me.
We heard you,
our private conversation.
Javier, a few more, then we got to move on here. Javier is in St. Petersburg. Hey, Javier, you're on the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, MJ. Hey, just want to make a quick comment on that recycling thing you're talking about. Why don't you try putting a couple of air tags and some recycling and track it, see what happens.
Oh, yeah. That might be. So put an air tag inside like a plastic Zephyr Hills water bottle or something.
Ooh, that might work.
Yeah, see where it goes.
Yeah, that might
until
be part
it gets
of my
destroyed.
That'll be part of my Netflix documentary, but at least I'll see that it goes to a recycling place, I would imagine. Javier, that's a pretty good idea, buddy. Thank you. Jerry's in Hudson. Jerry, you are on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hi.
Hey, so the one in Pasco County, what they do is you take your trash as a resident, you take it to the dump. They charge you per tonnage to drop it off, so you have to pay. Then when you get the trash in there, they take that trash, they sell it to the company next door. They then burn that trash for energy.
So I think that's what the caller was telling us, one of the first callers I took. Jerry, thanks for the call. Every line is jammed here. And, Rox, you're saying that, where are you going?
Are you
you're
doing?
In the middle of our
I'm
show.
I'm going to go have a private conversation about recycling.
Just stay right here. All right. So I want to know more of what the texters are saying.
I can't even keep track. They're out of control.
Share some of the good ones with us. I know the texting's out of control. 800-990-1047. How you get in? Pat is in Polk County.
Let's go.
Pat, who are you yelling at?
Pat. Don't get in an altercation.
Hello, Pat.
Pat?
The fuck? Let's go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Pat's out of there.
Pat.
Get rid of Pat.
I just dumped that.
Don't be an angry driver.
Pat just said, what the F? Let's go. I think Pat's in traffic or something.
Pat needs to call back and get through that traffic.
Patrick.
Stuff doesn't get recycled. I work junk removal, and all the trash couches and whatnot get either burned or dumped at the same spot. Well, recycling is a joke, and we laugh it up.
But hold on, couches don't get recycled. Andrew, pick up Pat on line 6. He just dropped the F-bomb because it sounds like he's yelling at cars to go in traffic. I don't think he knew. Yeah, so see if he's cleaned up his act, and we'll bring him. Oh, look at this. We've got an anonymous call from Bradenton. He's a trash and recycling driver. Now we're talking. Hey, Anonymous, you're on the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, give me 1 minute.
Oh, man, I can hear your loud truck.
Roll up your window.
He says give him 1 minute.
Take all the time you need, sir.
Yeah, we're not on the air or anything.
Yeah. He says give us 1 minute. But listen, he's going to have some valuable information, I think.
Guys, just
put him on hold and go back in a minute.
Okay.
Hey, can you get closer to your phone? Because your truck is very loud.
Okay, how's that?
That's much better. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so about 4 or 5 years ago, China stopped accepting all of our recycle in the United States. Because by the time it would get to them, it was so contaminated because nobody cleaned out their bottles. They throw food waste in there, everything that wasn't supposed to be recycled. And, of course, once it would get processed, it just went into cargo ships or containers and would be shipped off. And then they would get it, and it wasn't usable. So they stopped it. So that put us in trying to find other people to buy it. And the same problem is still going on where people will throw food in with it. They don't clean out their bottles.
Right. And listen, I know, and this brings up another dilemma, because they tell you to wash out all of your cans and bottles, but then you're wasting water cleaning out the recyclables.
One or the other. So once it's contaminated, though, now it all becomes garbage.
What?
Because nobody's going to clean it after the fact.
You're not going to recycle it once it's
all. You're
there.
In Bradenton. You're a trash and recycling driver in Bradenton. Anonymous, what percentage of the recyclables do you think end up in the regular landfill anyway?
90%.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, honestly, it's around 90% that ends up. The problem is it's in city contracts that it has to be done. Otherwise, nobody would honestly do it anymore.
Oh, gee, this is terrible. All right, thanks for the call, Anonymous. All right, two more calls, and then we got to move on.
Hey, come to me when you're done, MJ.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so...
I'm not done yet. I haven't come to you yet. All right, Clem is in Tampa. Hello, Clem.
I was going to make a comment about the fact that I know a lot of these people are talking about household recycling. I work for a demolition contractor, and we take down a lot of houses, buildings, things like that.
Yep.
We recycle everything, and we get tens of thousands of dollars for recycling the products that come out of demolition projects. And I know that there's no way that they'd be paying that kind of money for recycling.
Yeah, but those are like building materials, like probably aluminum and copper pipes and that kind of stuff.
Well, that's the same thing. You have aluminum cans from beer drinkers who bag them up and take them to recyclers. They're not putting that in the landfill.
Right. Those, though, maybe that's more laser focused, and those are like bags of like cans, and it's just easier to sort and easier to process is what I'm thinking, Clem. Hey, good call. Thank you. All right, one more call. Right. Last one on this. Fester,
okay, Fester, stop huffing and puffing.
Stop mumbling Fester, to yourself.
I've got bigger news than recycling.
All right, hold on. I'm coming to you in 2 seconds. Fester's like rumbling over here. All right, Justin.
Tom Brady retired.
All right, what?
Tom Brady retired.
Yes.
It just cleared the line like a minute ago.
All right. Oh, wait a sec. You're right. Why didn't you break in with that?
I said come to you. You're like, I got two more calls about recycling.
No, then don't say that. Just say breaking news.
Okay, hey. Get. So there you have it.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on a minute. Breaking news. Fester, read what you have about Tom Brady. Fester, read what you have from the start. Go.
Fester. Tom Brady retired.
Guys, we need to double check this.
Okay.
Hold on. Where are you seeing this?
All right, so. Hey
guys, I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. You only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so I really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates.
Fester, what is this on?
Competitors.
That's fake.
Okay, so I'm playing this off of Adam Schefter's Facebook page right now, that's off of my phone, fake. Into the speaker.
Okay. I thought he wasn't going to give a speech.
So,
all right, hang on. So, Roxanne, why are you saying this might not be real?
Okay, if that's... I mean,
Fester, turn it off.
I'm kind of inclined... I just don't believe anything I read, so yeah. I'm kind of inclined to go with the deep fake theory. However...
I don't know that the first response on everything is, that's not true. I mean, we should investigate it a little further. Tom Brady put out a video like 5 minutes ago that said he's retiring.
Okay.
And I saw it on my Facebook feed 2 minutes ago, but we had more recycling.
All right, how do I bring this up? Where do I, online, where do I go?
I'll tell you why it was suspicious, Fester, because today is the 1 year anniversary of Tom Brady retiring.
So in my keen reporter duties, I check the timestamps on everything.
Right.
You're right. A year ago today, he announced his original retirement, and now he's retiring with that little beachside video I just played for you.
Okay, beachside. Where is he? Is he, when you look in the video, because supposedly he was in Los Angeles last
week. Hey, do me a favor, Fester. Tell Andrew. Andrew's listening right now. Where can Andrew find the audio so we can play cleaner audio? Where can he find this?
I just played that off of Adam Schefter's from ESPN, his Facebook page. He posted the video. I mean, Tom might have it on his page. I don't know. But Tom doesn't check in with me.
Andrew, whatever source you can find, try and find better audio quickly. So, again, breaking news now.
Yep.
Apparently, Tom Brady. Okay, we found it on Tom Brady's Twitter. Can you play it from in there, Andrew? Okay, here we go.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. You only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So I really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing.
Oh, he's breaking up a little bit.
Why don't you cry, baby?
Love you all.
Okay, anyone connecting the dots on this?
Is that it? That's the end? All right, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news right now. Fester, dude, you could have had it on our show a minute earlier. Instead, you're like, hey, come to me afterward.
What are you doing, man?
Dude, you just break it and say, MJ, shut up. Tom Brady just retired.
Well, or text us.
The guy who was talking about copper recycling was, you know.
Fester, why didn't you just say, hey, come to me when you're done? Fester, no, you just bust in and say breaking news now.
Because I see it, and then in that minute that I was waiting for Copper Guy, I was trying to confirm something.
Okay.
Because Roxanne's right. I did see that it was a year ago today that he retired the first time.
Am I seeing old news? Hey, listen, we had it on fast enough, but now it is on. Andrew, that came from Tom Brady's actual, his personal verified Twitter account, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so anyone connecting the dots, he was at a movie premiere last night, his movie premiere.
80 for Brady?
Hanging out with four 80-something-year-old broads.
Yeah.
And then he woke up this morning and said, yeah, it's time. So maybe they swayed him. Or maybe he's meeting with Fox execs out there to get his commentating career.
Yeah, maybe he's been persuaded by Lily Tomlin to have a life with her.
I don't know if Lily's the one of those four, Frog.
Yeah, the news is all over the place.
You know what? He's such a selfish ass. I'm going to say this right now. Tom Brady, you're retiring. I'm so tired of you and your selfish ways. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And who cares?
I bet he's doing it to get people to see his movie, too.
He sucks.
Right? It's a promotional thing.
Yeah,
your last chance to see me.
I'm retiring. Please go see 80 for Brady.
Exactly. Wait a sec. We got a special report coming down the network line. Stand by. We got the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is an NBC News special report. Now, from New York, here's Fester Dolt.
We have word coming in right now that NFL quarterback Tom Brady is calling it quits because of a sordid love affair with Lily Tomlin. According to Roxanne Wilder from the...
This has been a special report from NBC News New York. Now back to our regularly scheduled drivel.
All right.
Yes.
So, there you go.
There it is. I guess Tom Brady's retired. So, he's going to go on to his massive $375 million 10-year deal with... This is the NFL on Fox.
Yeah, MJ, there's a big kerfuffle about that as well, because the number one commentator guy right now is Greg Olson, and he got straight A's for everything he's done this year. He is such a talented studio guy or commentator guy. They're like, you're going to bump this guy down to number two to put Brady in the box?
Tom Brady's going to be awful in there. He's going to be like, running with the football.
When you hear Tom Brady speak and when you see him, he's not the most energetic guy.
Well, look at that. That's a touchdown. Holy cow, look at that.
You know, I wonder if they're like going to like give him like methamphetamine prior to the games to like kind of jack him up a little bit, you know?
Okay.
Tom, we're going to shoot it between your toes. just don't curse. Let him go.
Guys, he's a professional. He tries really hard at everything he does. He's going to do... I mean, even
he doesn't have a lot.
Night,
he doesn't have a lot of oomph.
It doesn't matter if you're a professional. He wasn't born with it.
Yeah.
Born to throw a football. Yes. He's a great quarterback.
He wasn't born to broadcast. You
know, is he going to be able to have the charisma and the energy to be an announcer and an analyst on Fox Sports?
He was pretty good as an actor in 80 for Brady. He was pretty good.
He could be coached into it.
Yeah.
All right, so let's throw it over to Tom Brady.
Yeah, guys, thanks a lot.
Really, a football player.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me take a sip of bone broth. Okay.
What if he goes nuts that all the snacks in the booth are only nightshades? Is he going to flip out?
What's up with all these vegetables here?
nightshades.
These are the wrong kinds.
Is this organic? Only organic.
Where are my onion skins?
Dad.
8:30 at the MJ Morning Show on Q105. So there we go. Breaking Tom Brady news amongst our recycling story. And the big old recycling religion going on.
And Tom Brady, breaking news, does not believe in recycling. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
We have no idea.
I don't know.
You saw that Alec Baldwin has been formally charged, right?
Yeah.
Good.
No. They announced that the charges were imminent, but yesterday it was finally announced that Alec Baldwin was formally charged.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
When you played the audio of Hilarious outside of the apartment with the fake voice, I thought that's when he was being charged.
Please. Leave my husband alone.
Is our hilarious audio still up on the board? We need to leave that audio up here.
You don't know what it's doing to the families.
Yeah, we need the Hilaria Baldwin fake Spanish accent.
Yes.
Yeah, voice.
Yes. Did Alec shoot her? Maybe see or maybe no. But you guys treat him alone. Like a perro.
Alec Baldwin was formally charged. He and the armorer, this Hannah Gutierrez Reed, they were formally handed two felony counts of involuntary manslaughter and involuntary manslaughter in the commission of a lawful act. And it has a gun enhancement charge. So in New Mexico, the one charge has the gun attached to it, and that is a 5-year mandatory sentence in New Mexico. And it seems that Alec Baldwin is going to take a spin with the jury. They claim they're going to fight this. Oh. They claim that, I mean, if you get the wrong jury, Alec Baldwin could find himself in a New Mexico prison for 5 years.
No. I don't want the meat.
Hilaria Baldwin, do you want to comment on this at all, Hilaria? Anything you want to say? Hilaria?
You know that.
Oh.
So please, leave my family in peace.
Yes.
And let this all play out.
Yes.
Okay? So let my kids come home and you stay away from them. Because they ask me, Mommy, what are these people doing? And it's a very hard thing as a mom to try to explain.
My kids ask me, did daddy shoot muchacha?
It's hard.
They say to me, Mamacita, why do dada shoot the guns? And I say, listen to me, my little ninos and ninas. Yeah. I don't know.
Did you hear that Alec missed one of his firearms training classes and was distracted and talking on the phone?
See, it's very true. See.
That is one of the stories that's circulating here. Also, there's a story that during the police investigation that he did admit pulling the trigger.
Yes.
So what the hell is it? He says that he didn't pull the trigger. You know, in one breath, he says, I didn't pull that trigger.
No.
And then there's a police report. Apparently, they claim that he said he did pull the trigger. Listen, the bottom line is, if you don't know the story, the reason why we're doing the accent deal is because Hilaria Baldwin, Alec's wife, was born in Boston, Massachusetts. And she's got this fake fraud sociopathic deal going on where she pretends like she's born in Spain and she's got a Spanish accent and her parents are from Boston. Her dad is a lawyer. Mom's a doctor. She was born in Boston. Even her friends from high school are like, she's from Boston. She's like from a suburb outside of Boston and she never had an accent. And then she's like grown in. She wants so badly to be from like Mallorca, Spain, that she created this fake Spanish accent that she's now using.
Right. And did you know that back to what Alec did, if he did pull the trigger, then he
did you say the trigger?
He pulled the trigger.
He pulled the trigger.
How do you say
trigger? Come as it is a trigger.
Trigger. And he didn't carry out dos safety checks before pulling the trigger.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens here. If he's going to roll the dice and going to take this thing to a jury trial, you know, you don't know how a jury's going to react. Juries can be,
please, juries, save my husband's life.
How do you say husband in Spanish? Huh? Hmm? See?
I think it's bandito.
It's hot.
Please save my banditos.
It's not.
Please.
It's not. Thank you, MJ.
What was that?
Thank you. Every Spanish-speaking listener of ours is like rolling their eyes right now.
Please save him.
I'm joking.
He's my husband. He's my El Chapo.
Marido. Like you're married.
Marido.
I love them.
Guess what months more couples split in than any other months of the year?
December.
No, that is incorrect.
No. That's a bad breakup month.
You know what? There's maybe a reason why I'm bringing this up right now.
February.
Well, it's January and February. So we're here at February 1 right now. Divorce season, this is it. More couples split in January and February.
It's a trick question.
And I think part of it is they get through the holiday season with the family. They don't want to maybe upset the kids. And they just let it rip right after the holiday season. So January and February are when the most splits occur, the most divorces apparently are filed for.
I mean, you got to figure, a lot of people, you know, new year, new me, new spouse.
Yeah. Hey, just like January is a massive month for health clubs and the fitness places, you know, the Planet Fitness and the Jerry's Gym, you know, health club memberships go through the roof, you know, the fitness program, because people in January, they want to turn over a new leaf. They've got the New Year's resolution. They want to get healthy. And, you know, for most people, it doesn't last long. But if you talk to any health club, any fitness club, January is like the number one month for people coming in and signing up.
Yeah, I think it's the new leaf stuff, but I just thought more about it from personal experience. And it's also, you try to get through the holidays for the sake of family.
That's what I just said.
Oh.
Are you not listening to the program?
You know what me and my girlfriends call January?
I just said that like 3 minutes ago.
I did not hear that.
Roxanne, can I get you to tune in? It's 104.7 FM. It's WRBQ FM, a Beasley Media Group station. Yeah, okay. 104.7 FM, Q105.
Okay, I'll tune into that.
Q105, Tampa Bay. All right.
Do you want to know what me and my girlfriends call January?
Yes.
New Manuary.
Mm-hmm. Now, families are trying to hold it together through the holidays, and then January and February are big months for the splittage. Hey, I've got good news. You know, we've got a lot of breaking news today. We just had the story that Tom Brady has officially announced his retirement, and on top of that, I've got some good news. Did you see the story that the monkeys were stolen from the Dallas Zoo and now the monkeys have been found in a closet in a house?
Would you like to touch my monkey?
It's in the closet.
Yeah, I would like to just point out that the Lowry Park Zoo, just be very careful. Watch your monkeys, all right?
Let them out of the closet.
What do they call the Lowry Park Zoo now? It's not Lowry Park Zoo anymore.
Zoo Tampa.
Zoo Tampa.
Yeah, it's been rebranded as Zoo Tampa, and it's an awesome place.
Gotcha. I haven't been there in a long time.
The Lowry's are pissed.
Maybe they need to invite me and do a VIP tour or something. Let me touch their monkeys.
You might scare them.
Anyway, these two monkeys that were stolen from the Dallas Zoo were found alive inside a closet in, like, an abandoned house yesterday. And then the police released an image of the person of interest that they're looking for. And it's like some dude that was like walking through the park, and they got an image of him, and they think he's the monkey stealer. The Emperor Tamarin monkeys, and they're really, I've never seen these monkeys before. These are like really cute monkeys.
They're not macaques?
Nope.
No.
Oh. Nope.
Nobody, the guy didn't want to put his hands on that.
The Emperor Tamarin monkeys were recovered from a house in Lancaster, Texas, just outside of downtown Dallas, the day after the theft from the Dallas Zoo.
Sounds like a real proper monkey.
And it's the Emperor Tamarin monkey.
Please let us out. We're a couple monkeys, Emperor Tamarins. Please.
So good news. Good news. The Dallas Zoo will be saying once again,
would you like to touch my monkey?
They also, speaking of Tom Brady, you know what else I had in the pile to get to today was that Gisele Bündchen is apparently going to break her silence on Tom Brady in an upcoming Vanity Fair piece.
Oh, no. What?
Now, Rox, What do you make out of this?
You know, I just feel like we're going to hear much of the same because I think it's going to be more of the story about how football was more important to them.
You don't think we're going to get any new information?
I don't think it's going to. My prediction is it's not going to be anything that we couldn't, like, figure out for ourselves. It's going to be we grew apart. His career was more important. I needed to focus on myself.
He has micro penis.
He didn't pay attention.
All right, Froggy, would you please?
Is there going to be anything good in it?
All right, stop. All right, here's the deal. I saw this in the New York Post last night from page 6, and they write, Gisele Bündchen is set to break her silence on her split from Tom Brady in a Vanity Fair cover story. The Brazilian supermodel, 42, has been spotted vamping for cameras in a dazzling return to modeling. Looked fantastic as she sported a pink Chanel swimsuit during a photo shoot near a Florida home. Incidentally, did you see that was see-through? There are pictures of Gisele Bündchen in a see-through top, and you see full nips. I'm telling you.
Whoa.
They're full. I mean, it is, you know, listen, in medical terms, the full
areola
and the nipple. You see it completely through the top that she's wearing.
Her areola are getting some air.
Yes.
She's a model. They always
do that. They're provocative.
I'm just pointing out that that's another story today that she is clear. She's like virtually topless because you can see right through what she's wearing.
Where are her kids at? Are they like, Mom, your nips are showing?
Well, I don't know. Do the kids go to school every day? Are they homeschooled? What's the story?
I'm sure they go to school. I'm sure they're homeschooled, too. I was going to tell you, I sent you like a week ago. She's been doing a bit of this lately, of the risque photo shoots, because I sent you a week ago a bikini that was like cutting up. Did you remember the one that I sent you? It was like cutting up the front of her.
She has the blue no one body.
That you know she was in?
Was it blue, Fester? All I saw was the flesh.
What'd you say, Froggy?
I don't think she has that great of a body. She's kind of like overbuilt for me.
All right, well, listen,
I like them bigger.
Different strokes, different folks.
Maybe she gained like 250. Be into her.
She's tall and lanky.
All right, Froggy wants
drunk.
All right. Go.
That'll always get me.
Drunk.
Good for them.
Tom Brady just unretired.
Oh, yeah,
okay. Right.
Of course. It's over. Yeah.
He's joining the Patriots for his final season.
It's only a matter of time.
No, he's still retired, right?
He's having a threesome with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin.
Lily's not the one, Froggy.
What do you mean not the one? Which one is the one that does him?
Rita Moreno.
I don't think, does anyone actually hook up with Tom Brady?
No.
How do you know, Fester? You haven't seen it.
No, he's talking in real life.
Lily Tomlin's an old lesbian.
Really? I think you're right, yes.
Yeah, I mean, she's not the one. I mean, Jane Fonda and Sally Field, right. I mean, that's my geriatric fantasy right there, but not Lily.
What about Burt Reynolds? Can we throw him in the mix as well?
How about Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah, there you go. All right, 8:43 at the MJ Morning Show on Q105. If you like junk food, I got a little update for you. If you are a junk food eater, stand by. You got to hear this. And, man, I've got a story about a settlement. This is crazy. A cable company, you know, like cable TV company?
Yeah.
Is paying out an unbelievable settlement involving a crazy case. This is a major cable TV company. You're not going to believe what happened, and you're not going to believe what they're paying out in a case. And I have a great, we don't do many Dear Abby things, but I've got a Dear Abby question that you've got to hear. And it kind of comports with a very, very popular recent Netflix series. All right, you got to hear all of this, and we'll get to it next on the MJ Morning Show right here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, it's Q105. Hello, everybody. MJ here with Roxanne, Froggy, Fester from home. Come in, Fester. Are you there? Hello, Fester. Is Fester not connected? Anyway,
I don't know.
Fester is from home because of the whole myasthenia gravis thing. Fester is scheduled to come back to the studio on Monday. So hopefully Fester will return. Andrew, can you check and see what's going on with Fester's home connection? If you'd be so kind. 8:56, and this begins now another long chunk of the MJ Morning Show. We go for about a half an hour here nonstop. And a lot of ground to cover, including, what did you just get from the snack machine?
Peanuts.
Let me see what you just got.
Well, Hold on.
Let me see. Show it. That's good.
Did you get a free bag?
Yeah. No, I had to buy the peanuts to get to the cashews.
Oh. So you have two bags.
Yeah.
She gave me the other bag.
Wait, so they have mixed nuts on the little wire spindle thing in the snack machine?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that sucks. They ought to have a different row for peanuts, and you wanted the cashews.
I did. I wanted the cashews.
Do you know, I'm a cashew nut. I go through probably... I would. I want to see how they compare. Well, those are roasted and salted, though. See, I eat probably a pound of cashews a week, and you know what really ticks me off? When Trader Joe's is out of my favorites, which the Trader Joe's 1 pound bag of raw whole cashews... The raw, unsalted, man, those are the best. You don't need to roast them. You don't need to salt them. The flavor is fantastic. And that's one of my favorite items at Trader Joe's. The 1 pound bag of the whole raw, unsalted cashews. It's a spectacular item. I eat lots of cashews. I love cashews.
I like cashew butter too. You ever had that? That's good.
What the hell is this?
What are you misting something, Fester? What is that?
I just unmuted my mic.
Oh my God! It sounded like you sprayed Windex all over your mic. Is what it sounded like.
I'm sorry.
All right. Roxanne, you've got a bag of peanuts there.
Cashews.
Mm-hmm. No, but you had to buy the peanuts. Where are the peanuts?
Froggy.
Oh, you gave Froggy the peanuts.
You want one?
No, I'm fine. Thank you. I'm trying to quit.
Ow! What are you? Oh my God!
You want some?
Dude, stop! You just you could have taken my eye out.
Here you go.
Stop! He is flinging you, dude.
You are
whipping peanuts at my eyeball like a 90-mile-an-hour major league pitch.
I don't think your aim is that good, Froggy.
Oh my!
Yeah, right. Hit him right in the head. There's one in your hair.
If you can see this right now, he is flinging his nuts in your face.
Here, open your mouth. I want to put my nuts in him.
Stop! Stop throwing nuts in my face. Stop it! Stop putting your nuts in my face. Knock it off.
Sorry, these are my nuts now.
Jeez. Dude, you almost took my eyeball.
With my nut?
He threw these peanuts at my face with massive velocity.
I was a pitcher in high school, you know.
Well, obviously, my God, I didn't know what hit me. I had no preparation time.
Those were my nuts that hit you.
I had no reaction time. Where the hell was I? Oh, so I was pointing out that Roxanne walks in with snack food here, but that's good stuff. It's not like you walked in with like a bag of chips or Doritos or something. Because I have a very important story here. Every bite of junk food increases the risk of dying from cancer. This is a brand new study.
What?
From study finds. Eating junk food, which scientists often call ultra-processed foods, include sugary drinks, sliced bread, and ready-made meals may be increasing your risk of cancer with every bite. New study warns that these foods are generally high in salt, fat, sugar, and contain artificial additives that can also lead to obesity, type 2 diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. Oh, my God. Diabetes. You got to jump on the... Ozempic. And I'm literally pulling peanuts out of my hair.
I told you. You got some in your hair.
If you're watching MJ TV, I literally just pulled a peanut out of one of my curls.
Yeah, it's fun.
Now stepping on the peanuts on the floor, and I'm causing peanut powder on the floor.
You win a prize for having it stick there?
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
I should get a little rubber ducky.
I feel like I need to make an announcement that this is a peanut-free flight, that we got a passenger with a severe peanut allergy. Please don't open up or eat any peanut products on this flight. That seems to happen to me like 2 or 3 times a year on a plane. You know, they say that we got someone with a peanut allergy. Do not eat peanuts on the flight.
Is that dying down? Because my daughter's allowed to bring peanut stuff to school.
Yeah, because all the people with the peanut allergies have died. That's why.
Oh, stop.
No, I'm kidding. No, I'm sympathetic to that. I understand that there are, you know, so there are people can go into anaphylactic shock, and I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, for all kinds of different.
And then I open up a Snickers bar right next to them. They're in the middle seat. No, I'm kidding. But now, seriously, this is a concern. Now, researchers say that they can increase a person's risk of death from cancer, especially among women, buying the cheap foods that are processed, artificial additives. And this is a concern. This is, you know, brand new research. Researchers at the UK Biobank, they gathered all the data. They studied the diets of 200,000 middle-aged adults, monitoring their health over 10 years and looking at each person's risk of developing any cancer overall, as well as the specific risk of developing 34 different types of cancer. And that's what they've come up with. I'm not going to get into the specific cancers, but it's eating too much junk food also displayed this increased risk of dying from cancer, most notably in women, ovarian and breast cancers.
Ooh.
So, again, this seems to be, you know, targeted more toward women, that especially in women, the junk foods can increase ovarian and breast cancer risks. So eat healthy, folks.
All the preservatives. Yeah, it's not good for you.
We need clear front-of-pack warning labels for ultra-processed foods to aid consumer choices. And there should be sugar taxes to cover fizzy drinks, fruit-based and milk-based drinks. Yeah, this is like some British ladies yakulating here. But just, hey, heads up.
Yeah, and just like read the ingredients. Right. I mean, if you look at the ingredients in something and you don't know what half of it is, it's probably not that good for you.
Man, I got a terrible story about a cable technician.
Oh, no.
Cable guy!
Do you know about what happened with this Spectrum installer, this Charter Communications, which Charter is the parent company of Spectrum, right?
Sure.
Yeah. This is terrible. When I saw this, I'm like, oh, my God. Charter Cable, which is branded as Spectrum, they have settled with a family to the tune of $262 million.
What?
After a cable technician killed a customer.
Okay. That's not the way the installation is supposed to go.
Exactly. The service call is not supposed to go like this.
Cable guy!
Now, in all fairness, the cable's person's, the installer's name was OJ. But that's, no, I'm kidding. This is nuts. In a case involving a former cable technician who murdered an elderly customer in her home, Charter is now on the verge of settling the lawsuit for $262 million. And apparently that number is going to be fully covered by Charter Communications insurance carrier. Can you imagine paying that thing out?
Wow.
This is crazy. A Dallas County court last year out in Texas, they decided that Charter should pay the victim's family and estate $7 billion
golly.
In punitive damages and $337.5 million in compensatory damages. A judge lowered the total amount to a little over $1.1 billion, but now it looks like the family's going to settle for $262 million after the cable guy. Listen, I know folks complain about cable companies, but when they murder your elderly relative, that's really a reason to complain about the cable company.
What was the reason for the... There's never a reason. That's never justifiable, but like what motive, I should say.
Apparently, she kept saying, I can't see my HBO. Where's my HBO? No.
I want to watch Red Shoe Diary.
Former Charter Spectrum technician Roy Holden pleaded guilty to a 2019 murder of an 83-year-old customer, Betty Thomas. Man, she was formerly of Hill Street Blues, then has gone on to a fabulous directing career in Hollywood.
Dead now.
He was sentenced to... No, Betty Thomas is alive.
I thought she got stabbed by the cable guy.
No, that's not... It's not the same Betty.
I'm like, what the hell?
It's not the same Betty Thomas.
the cable guy was sentenced to life in prison in April of 2021. Charter was accused of hiring Holden without verifying his employment history and ignoring all kinds of red flags about his behavior.
I trust you.
Including stealing credit cards and checks from elderly customers that he went to visit to do service calls. Is that not crazy? So the jury came back with like a $7 billion reward. Family's going to settle for $262 million, and Charter Spectrum's insurance company is going to pay that sucker out.
Man.
Man, that is just crazy. That's nuts. All right, now, I got a Dear Abby story that every once in a while, what did we just say? We've got an interesting Dear Abby story 2-3 times a year.
I was going to say once every 2 to 3 months, yeah.
And I don't know if these are real. I still have a suspicion that they just have folks just sitting around just, you know, coming up with concepts. Oh,
yeah,
hey,
the scenarios.
How about this? But this got me thinking, because when I saw this story, I'm like, holy crap, I just watched this. I was enthralled along with tens and tens of millions of others in the country. And I'm talking about the Netflix program. Any idea, Froggy?
Give me a hint.
What's this floating on top of my drink?
Ah, Dahmer.
Yes.
That's just soap.
All right. Yeah, I'll drink it anyway. The Netflix Dahmer series was, Michelle and I were just riveted to that thing. Now, here's the Dear Abby story. Dear Abby, I've lived in my apartment for almost 10 years and had the same downstairs neighbor since I moved in. About 3 years ago, I began noticing an odor coming from her apartment.
Oh.
It's hard to describe other than the worst body odor imaginable. It's so bad that I can't open my sliding door or windows in the summer because the smell drifts into my house.
Yeah, it's
She's
bad.
Not the type of person I can approach about this no matter how gently I word it. I'm to the point where I feel I should file a complaint with the management. It could be a hoarding situation, which could lead to health and pest issues. Listen, let me tell you what it is. She could be a female Jeffrey Dahmer, and she's dissolving bodies in a blue bucket in her bedroom.
Listen, you remember my neighbor that died, and he was missing for 2 weeks, and started to smell it.
That's right.
True. And I looked in the window, and I saw him sort of melted.
This is true. Froggy had a neighbor that died next door, and the guy was inside, and nobody knew it until they started smelling stuff in the neighborhood. Froggy peeks in the window, and there's the guy dissolving like in a room.
And the smell when they opened that front door, buddy. I've never smelled anything, and I wasn't even close to it. It was like, ugh.
I always have to tell this when we talk about dead bodies, but you know,
she's all right, go ahead.
I mean, you know what happens when they decompose.
All right, listen, we don't need to say this.
What happens?
Let's move on. I'm just saying that the smell in this lady's apartment, it could be. This could be a female Dahmer. You know, I read Mindhunter guy? John Douglas.
Yes, yes.
John Douglas is the former FBI profiler. John Douglas is the guy who The Silence of the Lambs was based on. He's like the profiler. Mm-hmm. The guy's name is John Douglas. And I once read a book from him back, I don't know, in the 90s. And he wrote, and I remember this, that at any given time, the FBI thinks there could be up to 50 serial killers at large in the country.
Ah.
Oh, my God.
Makes sense.
Pleasant dreams.
There's not even 50 serials. Actually, there is. If you walk down that aisle, it's never ending. Are you going to put Fester up?
Fester, I'm sorry. Hey, Fester, you with us?
I'm just counting all the different cereals I can think of down the aisle.
All right, go ahead. List all of, when we talk about serial killers, list all the cereals. Go.
Well, first you have to break them up by category. Sorry, with General Mills and Post and Kellogg.
Right.
And then you gotta go with the animals, like, you know, Tony the Tiger or
Sugar Bear. Just start naming the cereals. Let's go. How many cereals can you name in 60 seconds?
Yeah,
go.
That's good.
Oh, God.
Go.
Rice Krispies treat, or regular Rice Krispie, chocolate Rice Krispie, Fruity Pebbles, chocolate Pebbles, all four of the Captain Crunches, all 16 of the different Cheerios that are out there, plus like the 10 different kinds of Chexes. There's Special K, there's Corn Flakes, there's Frosted Flakes, there's Trix, there's Fruit Loops, there's Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yep.
There's also now Churro brand Cinnamon Toast Crunch,
really?
which is delicious. There's Kix, which my kids got, which suck.
What about roasted liver?
Kix are gross.
Kix taste like packing peanuts.
Yeah, they were awful.
They are. If you ever run out of packing peanuts, if you're going to ship like some kind of expensive Ming vase, you just use Kix. I mean, same flavor.
My kid wanted a box of Kix. We got it. We tried a bowl. It sucked. We took it to the beach to feed birds, and the birds didn't eat it.
That's it. 60 seconds are up.
Packing up Christmas ornaments, just throw a big bunch of Kix in the box.
What about Cookie Crisp? Is that still around?
Oh, yep. That was
Cookie
good.
Crisp is, that's around still.
It turned your milk chocolatey.
Well, that was just home. That was a bowl full of sugar. It was just cookie. Why don't you just get a bunch of Oreos and put them in a bowl with milk and have them for breakfast?
They have Oreos. They have Oreo cereal too.
Do they really?
Yeah, it's in a blue box.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna take Oreos and just put them in a bowl, pour milk on them. That's
what they did with Teddy Grahams back in the day.
So what does Dear Abby say about the stench?
Yeah, what happened with that?
Oh, I wasn't interested in her response. I just,
Abby's boring.
I threw the story away.
It's probably a Dahmer situation.
I didn't give a flying crap about what she had to say. Here it is. I pulled it out of the trash can. Dear Disgusted, have you spoken to your other neighbors about this? Have they noticed the odor too?
Did she say Dear Disgusting?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because the woman signed her name Disgusted in Oregon.
Yeah, the woman signed
it. I was like, is she that hideous?
And then Dear Disgusted... have they noticed the odor too? If any of them tells you yes, then absolutely discuss what's been happening and for how long with the building management, blah blah blah.
I mean, does someone really have to ask Dear Abby what to do in that situation?
Yeah, for real.
Is the smell coming through like the air conditioning vent and are you hearing noises inside like Jeffrey Dahmer's apartment? That's what I want to know. Couple of emails I'd like to share with you folks from some of our MJ Morning Show listeners, and I encourage all of you, if you ever want to contact me, if you ever have any content, you ever have a great story that you need to make us aware of, my private personal email, I'm the only one that goes through it, is MJ@MJMorningShow.com. So you can always, listen, comments, questions, critique, criticism of the show, stuff you love, you can always email me, MJ@MJMorningShow.com. So, a couple of emails. MJ, you are aware that when you say numbers, it's a zero, not O, correct?
Oh, that texter pointed that out to me.
You always say a number with O instead of zero, and I know how you think you are perfect, so here you go. This comes from John Wade. John, thank you so much for the email.
Oh, John.
So, are you saying that I should say Q105? You're listening to Q105. Is that?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, John? Yes, you're listening to the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
Find us on the dial at 104.7.
Exactly.
Yeah, do it like that.
No, it's like certain things, it's become acceptable to say an O. Like the phone number, it's more palatable. It just sounds better for me to say 1-800-990-1047. Instead of saying 1-800-990-1047, it flows better.
It's like when I'm having sex, I go, zero yes, zero yes. Zero, yes.
Zero, 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 zero. Zero.
Not to mention
zero.
That
you make your zero face.
Not,
zero.
Not, zero, yeah.
Zero, 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 zero is what you're saying. Well, listen, John, also, I'm taking... I'm not taking zero, zero, zero Empic, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, zero Zempic is a good name.
Zero Empic. No, I'm not. I'm not on Ozempic. Luckily, I'm not diabetic, but
or fat.
Who knows? You know, you never know when you're like borderline. I got a physical coming up soon, so I'll you're borderline diabetic. I don't want to hear that. No. And then of course the whole Ozempic thing. We've talked about this with the Ozempic old face because people are taking Ozempic for weight loss. This has been a thing. We talked about this for months now, and it's really becoming a huge story now. That there's a shortage of Ozempic for people with type 2 diabetes that really need it because you got all the people in Hollywood and around the country that are trying to get Ozempic prescribed to them to lose weight. Anyway, John, thanks for the email, but I'm very comfortable in saying the MJ Morning Show on Q105 instead of Q105. So if you'd like to respond back, have at it.
I'm going to start responding to people instead of OMG. I'm going to write 0MG.
Oh, yeah, there you go. 0MG. Yeah, look at that. And, oh, this is great. Tyler writes, I love my Verizon Wireless 2, but I live right down the road from your studios, and my service is also terrible. I feel your pain, man. This is from Tyler Simmons. Tyler, thanks. And, in fact, I got to thank Verizon because Verizon did reach out to us. In our building, we're in the Bay Point Office Park, formerly the Coger Center, and the Verizon service in here is terrible. It's almost, I think, all of the cell companies. Like Roxanne, for instance, you have AT&T, and your service is not great either, right?
My service has never been great in here. The only thing I can get is Wi-Fi. That's it.
I think the issue is, for whatever reason, we're like in a cell tower underserved dead zone is what I'm thinking. And they just got to figure out how to get towers closer to us. But our cell service is awful. I have to be right next to the studio window. And if I go to the interior of the building, my cell phone goes to no service. And then even when I leave the building, it takes like I got to be halfway across the Howard Franklin Bridge, it seems, for my cell service to come back.
Yeah, it's weird.
Tyler, listen, I feel your pain, but Verizon has been proactive, and when I talked about this, they emailed me. I put Verizon, like some kind of quality assurance network manager contacted me, and I gave them Max, our chief engineer's number. You know what? Hold on. Let me follow up on this quickly. Let me call Max, our engineer, and see if Verizon has touched base with him because they want to send an engineer out here and like test the DBAs or whatever they call it, see what our signal strength is. Let me dial Max. Max is our chief engineer. He keeps all this crap working around here. 72747. Okay, calling Max. I hope he doesn't have one of those ones where I got to dial a one. Hello?
Hey, what's up? It's Max.
Why is it not ringing? Oh, there it is.
We're sorry. You must first dial
a one. Yes, I got to remember that. I got to dial a one.
While you're doing that, I'll just tell you, I got a whole little racket going on over here.
What do you got going on?
Where people, if they text me, hit me on the text line with any sort of birthdays or anniversaries,
no.
I do little signs
to
them.
Do not hold up a sign.
I've already done it twice today.
You are opening up the floodgates, and that is not good. Not good at all. Calling Max, who's our chief engineer. I don't know. He might be, ass deep in a transmitter right now. I don't know. But I just want to know if Verizon reached out because they're supposed to contact him and send the whole engineering team here. Yeah, this doesn't seem promising. I don't think he's going to pick up.
Ass deep in a transmitter.
Yeah, he's not picking up.
Please leave your message for.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of signal that transmitter would get. He's ass deep in. Yeah. Not a good one, I'd imagine.
I can barely hear you guys.
Now, Fester, you are planning to return on Monday.
That is the plan.
And Fester's been at home. You'll notice that when we speak, we sound like we're in the studio. When Fester speaks, there is a little different sound because Fester is at home, recovering from his bout and his resurgence of myasthenia gravis. Hey, Andrew, can you answer phones, please? And Fester is planning to come back on Monday. Now, a couple of issues at play. Fester's car battery, because his car, his 2004 Lincoln Town Car, has not been driven for a couple of weeks. And Fester's car, he tried to start it up, is dead. Is dead, just dead.
Well, that's fine, because how many times have you taken MJ to work, Fester? Maybe like 50?
Maybe 100.
Yeah, so you owe
you
him
have
a couple,
not you owe taken him a... me to work 100 times. You've not picked. You haven't even.
You've
picked
taken
me up.
Him to work 100 times since I've known you.
That is false.
You owe him a couple pickups,
dude. You haven't even taken me 50 times. You've taken
what?
Me.
What?
You've taken me maybe in the 2.5 close to 2.5 years we've been back. You've maybe driven me maybe a dozen times.
What? You're crazy.
Maybe 15, but certainly less than 20. All right, so Festa, you need a new battery. Your battery is dead, right?
So I put a charger on my battery. I have a little charger that I use for dead batteries. Mm-hmm. And it started up, and I drove it around the block, and I didn't hit anything. I put it back in the driveway.
It's going to die again.
Yes, it dies again, right.
Yeah.
It dies. So the battery is shot. So I
took
the
you know what it
out.
Is? The cells are dead, so you got to go get a new battery at Napa or Advance or
O'Reilly.
No, O'Reilly. How does that? Yeah, oh, I got the Ozempic jingle.
Oh, yeah. O'Reilly.
Yeah. O'Reilly.
That's weird. They ripped off each other.
Oh no, no, it's different because O'Reilly goes.
No, that's Ozempic.
No, O'Reilly is like auto parts.
Wow. Yeah.
O'Reilly
auto parts.
We have it in the system. Yeah. Didn't we have? The dumbest piece of audio we had all in 2022, the singers went to a wedding.
Yeah, and then they sang the jingle singers from the O'Reilly jingle.
Yeah, who
if
cares?
I know anybody that sings a jingle, I'm not inviting them to crap.
Now, Fester, you need to get a new battery. When are you going to do that?
I'll probably do it this afternoon.
The other issue is that the elevator was broken again yesterday, but now apparently Andrew says it's fixed. And you're going to need the elevator to be reliable for you to come up and down when you come back to work on Monday. So we are all looking forward to Fester coming back to the studio. When we get back, we're going to have to lightning round a lot. Speaking of jingles and songs, are you aware of what's going on with that Burger King jingle? That's like turning into like a whole huge internet viral meme. Yeah, the Burger King jingle.
But Burger King.
Ow! Coming. Oh, Flavor Flav, you know the rapper?
Of course.
Flavor Flav!
He's still alive.
Dude, I saw something about him yesterday that blew my socks off. Oh. And then, did you see the lady who's in her home and almost gets crushed by a boulder coming through her home? This is the craziest thing. All next. Hang on. Final chunk of the MJ Morning Show is next. Right here on Q105, so don't move.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Thanks. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Eat like a king who's on a budget. Three tasty options, fries, drink, and nuggets, all for $5. Wait, that can't be right. Just confirm that.
All right, so that's that Burger King commercial. You've heard this, right? This is like all over. You watch football on the weekends, all over.
Match whatever you want, we're into that. $5 your way, I rule this day. Nuggets, fries, drink.
This has turned into like a viral sensation. It sounds like the guy's making it up as he goes along.
Just for you. Marinara, mozzarella, look at this royal
I don't understand.
You know what that's based on, right?
No.
You don't. Hold on a minute. You don't know what this sounds like? You don't know what the theme of this?
Oh, I know.
The melody?
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, that's, diarrhea, Pepto-Bismol.
No, it doesn't. That's not the right
Fester,
melody.
Do you have a guess?
Fester, do you know?
Yeah, I do. I have a guess, but really, does it remind you of the old Wesley Willis?
No,
Wesley Willis. No, I've heard that name for 25 years.
Is that? No, this. Listen. This Burger King commercial, which is running all over the place, or different variations.
Eat like a king who's on a budget. Three tasty options: fries, drink, and nuggets, all for $5. Wait, that can't be right.
Is based on this, the old Burger King jingle.
Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way.
That
That's what it's based on.
We can serve your rosy flopper fresh with everything on topper. Any way you think is proper, have it your way.
Have it your way. Have it your way at Burger King.
Well, ugh. They've created, that's like from the 1970s, but Burger King has created this like phenomenon with the new Whopper advertisement song. It's running during all the NFL games that we've watched for like the last couple of months, and it's stuck in viewers' heads. It's been posted. People are doing like memes. They're doing their own little videos and posting stuff, and it is turning into like a sensation. It's repetitive. It's viral. People say they can't get it out of their head, and I thought I would just refresh everyone's memory that it's based on that old 70s Have It Your Way Burger King. Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us.
Oh.
I don't like it. I think it's stupid. Who's the guy?
I don't know who the guy is.
Oh, was it like a rapper or something?
No.
Was that Drake?
I don't think it's Drake. If you want to look up, who sings the new Burger King commercial. And while you're at it, who's this lady?
Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce, special orders don't upset us.
Let me know if she's still walking on the planet. She's still alive.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of fast food, you know, we've got a Culver's right down the street here.
Oh, I love Culver's.
I like Culver's does a good job. I think their custard is great.
Butter burger.
They're
on my rotation to eat by myself in the garage when I get home.
Wait, so you'll go get a bag of butter burgers?
One day a week. Yeah.
And just eat in your garage?
Yeah.
Do you shut the car off while you're eating in your garage?
Wouldn't that be horrible?
Yeah.
I perished? Yeah.
While eating a butter burger in your garage because of carbon monoxide poisoning. Yeah. Yeah, but Culver's, do you see what's going on with Culver's?
What? No, I have no idea, except they have delicious food and friendly people.
Apparently, they used to have Coca-Cola products, but now they're shifting. They're switching to Pepsi, and people are outraged.
A good salesman got them.
Look at that. Mm. Culver's is changing. Hold on a sec. I'm sorry. What did I say?
Coke to Pepsi.
No, flip it. Reverse it. I'm sorry. I screwed that up.
Oh, that's good.
They were
good.
A Pepsi place. Yeah,
exactly.
Soda. Coca-Cola's better.
I screwed it up. So Culver's is switching from Pepsi to Coke. And the Pepsi fans are pissed. I got it right. So this is crazy. Apparently, people are calling up screaming at them. They're calling locations. And the Pepsi fans are going crazy. Do you know they have nearly 900 restaurants in 26 states?
Yeah, it used to be just a Midwest franchise, but they're all over the place.
Wisconsin, yeah. I mean, yeah. The frozen custard in the Dells, you know, up in Wisconsin, you know. Yeah. So they're switching from Pepsi to Coke, and the Pepsi fans are going nuts. Yeah, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, Tropicana drinks are all giving way to Coca-Cola products.
Get yourself a DC now.
The fans in the Midwest are furious.
Give me a break.
I don't know if they threaten to burn down any Culver's, but they're...
What do you think the ratio is Coca-Cola to Pepsi market share?
If I were to guess, I would say Coca-Cola, I would say 70-30 or 60-40.
42% Coca-Cola, 31% Pepsi.
The last time I went
RC Cola?
Last time I went to like a Burger King, there was at the soda machine over the iced tea, they had a picture of iced tea, the wrapper.
Are you serious?
And over the cubes, there's a picture of Ice Cube, the wrapper.
Are you serious?
I'm making that up. I'm that creative.
Somebody cut out pictures and put it on
over
the machine?
Over iced tea and then on ice cubes.
So I've been to, I think it was Tijuana Flats. I went to a restaurant and they had a picture of iced tea smiling for sweet tea.
Are you serious?
And then they had a picture of him all grumpy wrapper for unsweet tea.
That's funny. And then did he
see,
try?
It is a thing.
And then did he try to sell you some kind of car warranty thing?
The General.
Yes.
No. He's selling you the...
Is it the General?
No, he's trying to sell some used car service warranty deal or whatever. Hey, speaking of rappers, I mentioned Flavor Flav.
He's more of a hype man to Chuck D.
This is insane. Flavor Flav claims he used to spend $2,600 a day
Don't tell me.
What?
Can I guess?
Yes.
Crack.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
I do it.
What?
Dude, yes. My first guess was watches.
This is unbelievable. How is this guy alive?
What a guess.
Flava Flav says, quote, I spend $2,600 a day on crack for 6 years straight.
How is he alive?
How could you possibly do $2,600 of crack a day? He was on a podcast with DJ Academics.
Oh, man, DJ Academics is great.
You know who he is? DJ Academics?
Yeah, he's got all the hip-hop news.
He said there was a time that I was spending $2,400 to $2,600 a day for 6 years straight. You do the math.
How much coke or crack is that?
He is now 63 years old. How the hell could this Public Enemy rapper, Flava Flav, how could he possibly be alive if he's doing $2,600 worth of crack a day for six straight years?
Right? I got to know how much crack is and how much.
Yeah, I mean, you do it one rock at a time and you get it down.
Listen to this. If you spend $2,600 a day, do you know how much money that is annually?
$200,000?
No. $949,000 a year in crack is
almost
what he spent.
$1 million a year in crack.
That's a lot of crack.
I mean, if you like crack. I mean,
what do? You smoke crack, right?
Yeah.
But that's cocaine.
You could smoke crack cocaine. You can snort crack cocaine.
Was this when he was doing that Love, Flavor Flav, Love?
You could melt crack cocaine and shoot it up.
When he was doing Flavor of Love, I swear he was cracked up that whole show.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
And remember, Flavor Flav, he walked around with a giant clock around his neck.
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
He married Red Sonja. What's her name? A giant woman.
That was his trademark, was walking around with like the oversized like wall clocks around his neck.
That's where he kept his crack in the middle of that thing.
It wasn't a clock. It was a crack.
It was a crack.
Yeah. Can you check your crack? What time is it? Oh, it's crack time. I wake up at the crack of dawn.
He must have done crack from the morning, from the time he woke up to the time he went to bed.
That is insane. Were you able to get the video, Andrew, on our website of the boulder crashing through the woman's home in Honolulu? It is up. If you go to videos mentioned on the MJ Morning Show at MJMorningShow.com, this is insane. This woman in Hawaii has a massive boulder fall off of a hill. It goes through her house, and she's standing in the middle of the house. The boulder misses her by a foot. This thing would have flattened her like a bug. This is unbelievable. Massive boulder crashed into a Hawaii home over the weekend, narrowly missing the woman. The boulder fell off of a hillside in Honolulu. The woman's walking down a hallway when the boulder smashes through her house like a cartoon and just smashes the whole house. Walls are busting out and it misses. This would have flattened her like a steamroller.
Did you hear the audio of it?
Do you have the audio? All right, here's the audio. Andrew's going to play the audio from the control room. Listen to this.
Whoa! Whoa! It looks like it hits somebody. What's that? Is that somebody in a tank? Maybe not. It looks like there's this guy sitting there, and then it runs over.
Roll that again. You got to play that one more time. This is unbelievable. Let me know when you're ready to go. That explosion, the rock smashing through, and they had a camera inside. Are you smoking a bong fest? What was that gurgling noise?
You got to hook up your mic, dude.
I don't know.
Dude, I just heard a gurgling noise like a water bong.
I have a slight kennel cough.
All right, roll this again. All right, hit it again. Listen.
You okay?
She doesn't even know what to say.
Yeah, a rock fell into your house.
It wasn't a rock, sir.
It is a boulder.
She's like,
they need to move out of Honolulu, move to Boulder, Colorado, because what are the odds of a boulder hitting your house in Boulder, Colorado?
Dude, but the irony. Forget the odds.
Oh,
the
my God.
It was an explosion,
God.
It sounded like.
Official said the boulder, 5 feet high and wide, broke through the home's cinder block wall. Living room. It's like the Kool-Aid guy running through the side of a house.
Did the boulder say, oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Insane. The home has been, like, destroyed. Yeah. And it settled in a bedroom near midnight on Saturday night, according to Hawaii News Now.
A car was damaged. They are so lucky that they are alive. They estimated the boulder at 3,000 pounds. This would have crushed anybody that was in the way, and she was a foot away from this boulder, taking her out like a pin being knocked down by a bowling ball.
She would have been exploded into pieces.
She would have been an absolute, total, complete goner. That is unbelievable. Let me see what else we have before we get out of here today. Oh, I'm kind of looking forward to this. You see, the largest taco festival in Tampa Bay is going to be in Al Lopez Park.
Yeah, they have that all the time, right?
Yeah, it's not a euphemism, by the way. When I say the largest taco festival, that's not a euphemism. And I'm going to go to this. What is it?
I'll eat tacos.
It's the fifth Taco Fest. Do we have a date on this thing? I want to go to this thing. I haven't been to this, but I do like tacos. It's going to be, February 25th. From 10 to 6. Yeah, I'll be here. That's probably a weekend, right? February 25. Is that like a Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah, it's a Saturday.
Yeah, I'm sure. In. I am going to Al Lopez Park for the big old taco. Dr. Phil. Did you see Dr. Phil is calling it quits? This is the final season of Dr. Phil.
I'm going to quit.
That's what I'm going to do.
I can't do it anymore.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is outrageous. Irresponsible. Completely insane.
By the way, I only have one pot for my button bar, so I can't mix things. That's another flaw with our studio here.
I lasted longer than Oprah.
That's correct. So Dr. Phil is going to end the show after 21 seasons.
Jeez, that's a long...
I have not seen that show.
I haven't seen one episode.
I don't think I've ever seen a whole episode, and I haven't seen any of that show in the last, I don't know.
It's stupid.
15 years.
Has it degraded quite a bit? Just crazier stories, probably.
I've got some sad news here, actually.
Oh, no.
The father of Peeps Marshmallows has died at 98.
Yeah, I saw that.
You tell that story now with no time?
Yeah.
Well, we can do this again tomorrow.
We can bring it up tomorrow. The father of Peeps, Bob Bourne, dead at 98. Can I be honest about something? I think Peeps are disgusting. I wish he was never born so he didn't invent those Peeps, because I think they're gross.
Peeps are polarizing. Either you love them or you hate them.
Peeps are disgusting.
Is it covered in yellow dust?
But anyway, rest in peace, Bob Bourne, dead at the age of 98. Folks, we got to roll. We got to scram. We got to get out of here. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Website, of course, always loaded, mjmorningshow.com. You got to go see that boulder video. Go to mjmorningshow.com and click on videos mentioned on the MJ Morning Show and see that boulder go through the house. It is insane. Also, if you haven't seen the doll hair disintegrating and giving us like black lung in here, that's on videos as well. And, of course, my Instagram is Certified MJ Radio. Folks, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day, and let's be careful out there.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.